Ron Dulac turns for high school sports. News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
This is high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game is brought to you by these community-minded sponsors: AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Coal Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. Now, let's go live to the broadcast booth for a preview of tonight's action on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Good evening, football fans from a cloudy and cool Appleton East High School. It is the final week of the 2021 alternate fall, or you want to just be real and say what it really is, the spring football season here in Wisconsin. And, you know, we can't have a real state championship game, but it certainly feels like mid-November, early November out here. Cold weather, some sprinkles. There was a little bit of, I guess you could call it hail or sleet falling when I walked out to put the broadcast equipment in my car this afternoon. So it kind of feels like November, and especially on the football field in front of us, it definitely feels like November out there, as we have two of the top teams in the state. In fact, the top two teams in the large schools division here in the spring season, the number one ranked Fond du Lac Cardinals and the number two ranked Kimberly Papermakers, battling here at Pickett Field at Appleton East High School. Beautiful turf facility here on the east side of Appleton, just off Calumet Street. The Appleton Water Tower just beyond the far sideline fence. The Diamonds of Patriot Fast Pitch and Patriot Baseball just across the way. A very gracious hosting here for Appleton East. We appreciate their hosting of tonight's game, but regardless of where you're playing, this is a fantastic football game here this evening as the Cardinals and Papermakers do battle here in the final game of the spring season. And tonight's game, we'll tell you first off, you're listening to the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show. Give Tim a call, 921-7424, for all of your insurance needs. No love lost between these two teams, and you hear me saying, if you listen to our interview with Travis Wilson earlier today on the station, and if you listen to the podcast, even at KFIZ.com, it seems like an all-time classic every time these two teams meet up, and especially over the last five seasons, and I've been very blessed to call the last five meetings, or last seven meetings over the last 5 years between these two schools. And every game has come down to the wire. Every game decided by 7 points or less. In fact, the last three have been decided by 3 points or less. And the last two, of course, have been decided in overtime. And you look at the series history between these two schools, at least in the last 10 seasons. You went from back in 2011, Kimberly winning 38-0. In 2013, Kimberly winning 55-14. And then in 2014, Kimberly winning 41-15. In 2016, Kimberly 32, Fond du Lac 29. That was in a Level 3 playoff game at Kimberly. Danny Vandenboom, who's now on the sidelines for the Badgers, threw the game-winning touchdown pass in that one to win that one. Then 2017, season opener at Fruith Field. Kimberly 35, Fond du Lac 28. Level 3 playoff game. Fond du Lac had a chance to tie, potentially win late in that contest. Won in Level 3, fell 28-21. Then the magic happened. Fondy ended the streak, the 70-game win streak, back in 2018 to kick off the year. Jared Chevrel with the game-winning field goal as time expired to end the 70-game win streak. And the two teams met in the state semifinals at Titan Stadium. What a classic that was, too. Kimberly winning in overtime, 22-21. Will Fisher scoring the tying touchdown, or what would have been the tying touchdown. And then the two-point pass to Mitch Bartle gave Kimberly the win. They would go on to the state championship game. And then last time these two teams were on the field, I always want to say last year, but it wasn't last year, it was 2019. Kimberly winning 34-31 in overtime there. Justin Chevrel's 22-yard field goal put Fondy ahead, but then Caleb Frazier, a name you'll be very familiar with here this evening, he scored the game-winning touchdown run in the second possession of overtime for Kimberly. So Cardinals and Papermakers have had some epic showdowns, and boy, what a fitting way to end this 2021 season. Like we said, we can't have a true state championship game here in 2021. Of course, the fall, Muskego, play Menominee Falls, and what a lot of people said was the fall state championship game, and a lot of people might be pointing to this one. I'm sure they are. This one might be the spring state championship game. Just too bad we couldn't have the winner of this take on Muskego, but that's just not how things are going to happen here in the 2021 alternate fall season. Regardless, these two teams, of course, at the top of the rankings in the state, and for very good reason. Both teams 6-0 overall. Both teams coming off victories last week in their first round playoff game of the Fox Valley Classic Conference. Last week, of course, the Cardinals rolling past a very good Appleton North team, 42-7, behind another great performance from the senior leader, quarterback Kyle Waljasper, 20 carries, 290 yards on the ground, and three touchdowns. He threw for 71 yards and a pair of touchdowns in the victory. Braylon Allen, his second-to-last game last week as a Fondy Cardinal. He ran for 119 yards and a touchdown. He also had 10 tackles and a sack and a forced fumble in the contest for the Fondy Cardinals. Meanwhile, Kimberly had a tough first half against Nina last week, 35-14. They ended up winning that game, outscoring the Rockets 21-0 in the second half to secure the victory. Caleb Frazier, 145 yards rushing and three scores in the win. Caden Pendleton and Parker Kester adding a rushing touchdown each for Kimberly in that victory. Bonilac, of course, last week, first time all season, they did not score 50 points in a game, but it was the sixth game of the year, 6-for-6 in running clock games for the Cardinals, of course, defeating Manitowoc Lincoln 63-7, blasting Nina 56-21. Demolishing Stevens Point 52-0, beating Green Bay Preble by 60, 63-3, winning over Bayport 62-19, and then last week just ho-hum 42-7 for Appleton North, setting up tonight's meeting with Kimberly. Meanwhile, the Papermakers, their season has gone like this, taking care of Sheboygan South in week one, 56-0, winning over Pulaski 23-6, then a win over Ashwaubenon 42-13, defeating the Patriots 31-6 of Appleton East, and then a win over Appleton North in the regular season finale, 45-14. Then that win last week over Nina, 35-14, to set the stage for tonight's matchup between the Cardinals and the Papermakers here this evening. When it comes to Kimberly, mentioned in 2019, they finished 12-1, 8-0 in the Valley Football Association North Division. They lost to Bayport in the state semifinals that year, 42-28. And, of course, as we know, it broke a streak of six straight seasons where the Papermakers got to the state championship game. Mentioned the key returner, Caleb Frazier, on offense. First-team all-conference selection as a junior. He ran for 1,558 yards and 34 touchdowns. Yes, 34 touchdowns back in 2019. He was also named the co-offensive back, so co-running back of the year and co-player of the year, along with his teammate Alec Marzel. As you can imagine, if you look at the Fox Valley Association or Valley Football Association All-Conference from last season, it's dominated by Kimberly, and rightfully so. Marzel and Frazier, the co-offensive back and co-players of the year in the VFA North last year. Frazier committed to play college ball at Northern Iowa down at Cedar Falls. He does held offers from Illinois State, South Dakota, Western Illinois, Minnesota State, Mankato, and the Ball State Cardinals also offering him as well. And one player to watch for sure is the quarterback Caden Pendleton for the Papermakers this year. Last year was second-team all-conference, but really putting up first-team all-conference numbers this year on the passing department, or in the passing department for Kimberly. 46 of 66 for Pendleton, 674 yards, 10 touchdowns, and no interceptions. And the rushing department, 11 carries, 64 yards, and two touchdowns. Frazier so far this year, 98 carries, 774 yards, and 11 scores on the ground. Four catches, 81 yards, and a touchdown in the receiving department for Caleb Frazier. Mentioned Kyle Waljasper and Braylon Allen. Waljasper, 32 of 50, 686 yards, eight touchdowns, and three interceptions through the air. And on the ground, 1,100-yard rusher, 62 carries, 1,161 yards, and 16 touchdowns, averaging just a hand or 19 yards a carry, and averaging per game 193.5 yards per game. Braylon Allen, the future Badger, was final game here as a Cardinal. He comes in 59 carries, 769 yards, and 17 touchdowns, averaging 13 yards a carry and 128 yards per game. And then through the air, four catches, 135 yards, and two touchdowns. On the defensive side of the football, 41 tackles, 5 tackles from loss, 3 sacks, a forced fumble, and a pick for Mr. Allen for the Cardinals. Pregame show continues here on News Talk 1450, KFIZ. Again, stop by and see Tim. Tim Cruz, your American Family Insurance agent in Fond du Lac for all of your insurance needs. We will take a quick timeout. We'll hear from Bonnie Cardinals head coach Steven Jorgensen coming up here in just a moment as we get you set for number one versus number two, Bonnie and Kimberly tonight from Appleton East High School. Pregame show continues after this on KFIZ.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
At Airtech Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
KFIZ.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back into the high school football pregame show. One final time for the spring. We've got a good one tonight. Number one ranked Fondi, number two ranked Kimberly from Appleton East. And joining us here to preview things for the Cardinals side of things is, of course, head coach Steven Jorgensen. And coach, thanks for joining us. Big one tonight. How's the team feeling heading into week seven?
Thanks. The team feels great. They're excited. They're ready to go. This is what they've been working for years here, is a chance to play for a championship, and they're locked in and ready to go tonight.
Let's take a rewind back to last week's game, 42-7 victory over Appleton North. Just your general thoughts on the game. Didn't score 50 points this game, but you still had a dominant performance against a pretty good football team. Your takeaways for the week six win?
Yeah, my takeaway was the defense right away played awesome. I mean, that's a big offensive line, and they had skilled players, and I mean they shut them down pretty darn good. And like I said, they had 20 some rushes for 50 some yards on like 120 yards of total offense. So our defense played awesome. They got on the field. They were able to get three and outs quickly and get the ball back for the offense. And then offensively, we had one turnover, but besides that, we didn't punt again. So I mean, I felt great. We established the line of scrimmage. I think around 450 yards of rushing, and we're opportunistic in the pass game as well. Had a few too many penalties that we'll clean up, but I felt great about how we played against a very strong Appleton North team.
We've talked about them all season long, but Kyle Walljasper, part of that big offensive and defensive performance last week, 20 carries, 290 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground by himself, and then 10 tackles on defense. I know you can continue just to sing his praises all day and all night long, but that's really the type of performance you're looking for from a senior leader in one of his final games, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the playoff football for us now, and we got Kyle back there and Braylon back there, and we know those are our studs. They're going to be getting the ball, and the guys in front and the wideouts and the edges have to do their job for that all to happen and for them to look good. But those guys are studs, and we put the ball in their hand many times on Friday against Appleton North, and I can't sing the praises enough. They're unbelievable football players, and Kyle had an unbelievable game.
Might sound like a silly question to some to ask of a coach of a team that scored 50 points in all but one game this year, but do you feel like you guys are playing your best football heading into the final game of the season?
Yeah, I think we're right where we want to be. We're playing great ball, and we can't come off a better defensive performance. I think it was our best defensive performance by far all year, and we played great deal all year. But I think we are really clicking on all aspects on defense, and we got to be against a Kimberly team that's opportunistic on offense and explosive on the edges and in the backfield. So we're playing the type of ball we want to play. We want to play our best game against Kimberly here, and that's what it's going to take.
Last time this group of seniors and Braylon will take the field, what are you going to remember most about this senior class, and what legacy, I guess you could say, do they leave behind for Foundy football?
Resilient. A group that just, despite any circumstances that came up, and we went through some of the most unprecedented circumstances with COVID and school closing and their fall season being shut down and being awarded a spring season, and they just never stopped. They just continue to push forward the way that you would want all young men to do, and it's just something that I think they left a great example for the younger kids in our program, but it's something also that they can take with them for the rest of their lives, because the way they handled it, and now it shows kind of with their play, they can take with them the rest of their lives, and just that resilience they have, that commitment to just keep pushing forward even through the tough times. So they're an unbelievably talented group. I love these guys. They've played great, and I'm just hoping we can put the cherry on top against Kimberly.
Let's talk about Kimberly. From the first standpoint, the matchup as a whole, it's been an all-time classic. I feel like every time these two teams play on the football field, it comes down to the final possession, and the last 5 years have had a chance to cover this matchup between the Cardinals and Papermakers. It's been kind of a last-place scenario. What do you as a coach take away from the previous matchups, and how do you maybe flip the script and be on the right side of a close game toward the end here going into tonight's game?
You just learn that they don't beat themselves. They're a program that doesn't beat themselves. They're coached incredibly well, Coach Jones and his staff there, and their players play their game plan. They're just are very precise in what they do and disciplined, and we know that for us to beat them, we got to do what we do better than they do what they do. It's not about us. It's about us being us. I mean, that's who we are. We got to be physical at the line of scrimmage. We got to then be opportunistic, and when playmakers got to make plays, ours got to make a few more than theirs do, and that's what it's going to take. You got to be disciplined against them, because they attack not just your scheme, but they attack your discipline, and it's going to take four quarters. It's going to take 48 great minutes from this crew, and we're excited to go out there and let it all loose.
Talking about the Papermakers on offense, obviously a lot of people will see Caleb Frazier's stats, and rightfully so. He's a very good player. We know that. I know they've got some skill at wide receiver, and Caden Pendleton's been a very good asset at quarterback for them. What jumps out at you on film for the Papermakers on the offensive side of the ball?
I mean, Frazier's always going to stand out. He's very talented tailback, and they always got a really strong offensive line. But what jumps out to me more than most years is the skill at the wideout. They always got skill at wideout, but they got two very, very athletic, capable wideouts in Winnick and Polakowski that win a lot of routes one-on-one. They got a good route tree. They're able to win multiple different routes, single move, double moves. And we got to be up to the task. I know we will be. Our corners got to be strong. They played great last week and our secondary, but they really do a great job one-on-one. And they're able to establish the line of scrimmage. They're able to win those routes. So that's what they present on offense. They got a lot of weapons there, but we got a great defense as well. So we'll be ready to throw punches back.
Anything in particular that Pendleton does at the quarterback position? I know he was second team all-conference this year, and he's certainly performing like first team all-conference this year. What's changed from him between last year to this year?
I think he just looks more comfortable, and I think he just knows how to put the ball where his wideouts and great athletes can go make plays. I think he realizes what type of athletes he's got on the edges and behind them, and he just allows them to do what they do. And that's a skill that a lot of quarterbacks don't have that he does have. So he puts the ball where they can go up and make plays with their big frames, and he's done a great job of that all year. And he's very precise. You can see with his reads and where he's going, and you can tell he's been coached up really well there. in their system.
On defense, I see some pretty big size up front, and obviously some experience at all levels. What are your takeaways when you see the Kimberly defense on film?
I see a real talented secondary that's played the ball well this year. They've been able to take away the pass from many teams, and they've tackled well. And then I see a front that's disciplined. They run what they run. I mean, there's no real hiding or gimmicks to what they do up front. They've done a nice job, like I said, just shutting teams down quick, getting three and outs, getting off the field. But they fly to the football. It's something they always do in that program. They're faster at the linebacker level than they have been, I think, the last year. And the key for us is we got to establish the line of scrimmage. I talk about it all the time. We got to be able to move their front. We got to get on the linebackers and then get our studs on the third level.
Coach, thanks as always for the time. Thanks for talking to us all season long, and good luck tonight against the Papermakers.
Yeah, thank you for all you do. Thank you for your coverage. It means a lot to all of us.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden, Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to Pickett Field here at Appleton East, getting set for number one versus number two. Fond du Lac Cardinals and Kimberly Papermakers here. This evening from Appleton East, sun is starting to peek through those clouds. It's going to be a chilly one tonight as we approach kickoff time here from Appleton East. 48 degrees, feels like 44. Looks like there's a freeze warning in effect for tonight, so it's going to be a cold one out there tonight, but the action on the field, I will use the cliche, is going to be perfect temperature on the sidelines here this evening around the field between the boundaries as the teams get ready for action here tonight. Fondy in the black jerseys with the black pants, white numerals, and the white helmets for Fondy. Kimberly in the white jerseys, white pants with the red striping and the white helmets with the Kimberly K on the side. And a good contingent of fans for both sides here this evening. Student section across the way is full up with Kimberly Papermakers fans. Visiting section is filled up as well. A good body crowd on hand as we get set for tonight's action here between the Cardinals and the Papermakers. We've got our national anthem coming up here in just moments. We will take a timeout for that coming up here in just a minute. But this is a great football game, and we're appreciating the fact that we're here to bring in this broadcast here this evening at Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Again, we're streaming live at KFIZ.com, radio-only streaming at KFIZ.com. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone and your tablets and, of course, your smart speaker as well. You can check us out there on TuneIn. We will take a 2.5-minute timeout, actually make it a 2-minute timeout, 2-minute timeout for our national anthem for high school football. Kickoff of tonight's showdown between Fondy and Kimberly coming up here in just moments on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Back in 2 minutes.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers. So that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
At Irtec Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
Cole Oil and Propane is rich in history. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business that's been serving the community with residential, agricultural, trucking, and industrial products and services for 100 years. At Cole, they have experienced and knowledgeable employees and offer you competitive prices. To experience great customer service and learn more about Cole Oil and Propane's lubricant, fuel, and propane products for your farming, trucking, industrial, and construction needs, visit ColeOilAndPropane.com.
Welcome back to Appleton East, getting set for kickoff of tonight's game between the Fondy Cardinals and the Kimberly Papermakers here from Pickett Field at Appleton East. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quest Interiors, also by Taco Bell, AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, also Cole Oil and Propane, Baker Cheese, and Dan Sprader, your Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Like we said, 48 degrees, some sun, some clouds, and a few rain sprinkles on our way up here, but we are, first time, I think, all season, actually, inside. Twice inside a press box this spring, but thankfully, we are inside tonight. And just like we said, happy to be able to bring you this game tonight. Lots of media coverage, of course. We've seen all the highlights on the 10 o'clock news tonight. Can't find this game in some sort of media coverage. I think you must be trying not to find out what's going on in this contest tonight. Lots of other great games. If you want to check out the full schedule, we'll check out the full schedule coming up at halftime and try to get you a couple score updates at halftime here as we get set for nice action here. And Kimberly will be kicking off to start tonight's game. Back deep are Braylon Allen and David MacArthur lined up at their own 5-yard line or so. Kicking off for the Papermakers will be Cam Zabel, junior kicker. Kimberly moving from north to south and Fond du Lac from south to north to start this first quarter. On the Quest Interiors scoreboard, 12 minutes showing. And we're getting set for the kickoff here of much anticipated showdown, and we're underway here from Appleton East. A short kick angling to the near sideline, and it taps out of bounds. Flag comes out, so a procedure penalty to start. The Bell's kick goes out of bounds, and Fond du Lac will start at the 35-yard line, first down and 10, to start tonight's action here from Appleton East. It's Bonnie in the black jerseys, white numerals, black pants, white helmets. Kimberly in the white jerseys, white pants, red numerals, white helmet with the red Kimberly K in the right red striping, excuse me, down the sides of the pants. Fond du Lac coming out with one receiver split out to the near side. That is Tyler Colleen. And Braylon Allen, the lone set back in the backfield. Behind Kyle Walljasper, the senior quarterback. Walljasper hands to Braylon Allen. Allen runs up the middle and searches for a nice run by Braylon Allen across the 40 to start. And it'll be second down and about 3 coming up after a gain of 7 by Braylon Allen on the first play from scrimmage. Second down and 3 for the Cardinals, second down and three, and the ball spotted at their own 42. One receiver out to the left. Allen, the tailback again. Wall Jasper hands to Allen. Allen fights forward. He maybe got one. It'll be third and two coming up. Third down coming up here. Actually, yeah, we'll say it's third and one, all the way up to the 44. Third and one from their own 44 for the Cardinals. First drive of the game. The two Braylon Allen runs here. Let's see if they give it to him again. One receiver left. Allen behind Wall Jasper, and Allen fights straight ahead. I don't think he got there. No, he was stopped short. Kimberly defense knew where that one was going, and they swarmed right to Braylon Allen to stop him before he got the line to gain. So fourth and short coming up. Fourth and one from their own 44. 10:35 left to play here in this first quarter. And it looks like the Cardinals will go for this first down here. They'll go for it here on fourth and short. MacArthur, the lone receiver, to the left. Allen to the right-hand side of Wall Jasper at the formation. Wall Jasper going to take it. Wall Jasper surging forward. I don't think he got there. The spot says he has it. Kimberly says he was short. And the officials will give him the first down. He had to get through that line, went off to the right-hand side. Kimberly was celebrating like he didn't get it, but the Cardinals able to move the sticks, just getting the yard, maybe less than the yard they needed. So it's first and 10 to the 45. First and 10 from their own 45 for the Cardinals. They do move the sticks on fourth and short. One receiver now either side, with Allen to the left of Wall Jasper in the formation. Now they send MacArthur in motion. And Wall Jasper going to take it himself. Wall Jasper got a lot of room. Wall Jasper breaking free. Kyle Wall Jasper will go to the house. Touchdown, Cardinals. 55 yards. Kyle Wall Jasper says hello, Kimberly. 6-0 Fondy on the Quest Interior scoreboard. He got the fourth and short he needed, and then it broke open for him. Kyle Wall Jasper takes it to the house, 55 yards for the score, and Justin Chevrolet will be on to try the extra point, trying to make it a 7-0 game. Kick is on the way from Chevrolet. It's up, and it is good. And with 9:38 left to play in the first quarter, Fond du Lac strikes first, a 55-yard touchdown run from Kyle Wall Jasper. It's Fondy 7, Kimberly nothing. Back after this on KFIZ.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Kyle Wall Jasper, 55-yard touchdown run. 9:38 left to play in the first quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And Fond du Lac strikes first. Number one Cardinals up on the number two Papermakers, 7-0 after the 55-yard touchdown run from Kyle Wall Jasper after he got the first down run. Kick is away from Chevrolet. Cutting to the near-hand side is the return man for Kimberly, tiptoeing the sideline, slammed down at the 40-yard line. Nice return there by Caleb Frazier, the senior running back on the return, and he got slammed down right at the 40. And that's where Kimberly will start their first possession of the game. Trailing 7-0, 9.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Kimberly coming out on a first and 10. Papermakers lining up here. One receiver on either side. Pendleton, Hayden Pendleton, the junior quarterback, 6'5", 200. And Caleb Frazier, the lone setback. Pendleton, the man coming in motion. From left to right, they'll hand to Frazier. Frazier gets stacked up. A host of Cardinals there, and I don't think he got anything there. It'll be second down. Logan Groth in there, among others. No gain on the play on the run by Frazier. Second and 10 from their own 40 for Kimberly. Second and 10 for the Papermakers. Good. In their huddle, breaking the huddle. Coming out with two receivers down to the right, one to the left. Lawton and Polakowski out to the right, and Wenick to the left. Frazier the tailback behind Pendleton. Pendleton taking the snap. Pendleton going to keep it himself, and he will get stuck behind the line. The body defense finds the quarterback. Hayden Pendleton on the run, and it will be third down and 10 coming up. Sam Wood in there, among others, for the Cardinals. Third and 10 from the 40. They do give them one, actually. Third and 9, make that. Third and 9 from the 41. 8:13 and counting left to play in this first quarter. Body leading 7-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Two receivers out to the left and one to the right. Frazier to the left, Pendleton to the formation. Pendleton taking the snap, throws across the middle, got his man wide open across the middle. Still going deep into body territory, losing his feet, picked it up inside the 5. A nice catch and run from Polakowski, the junior receiver. How about that on a 3rd and 9? And it's a 1st and goal from the 3. Game on, says Kimberly. Almost lost his feet inside the 15, but a nice catch and run, pitch and catch from Pendleton to Polakowski sets up a 1st and goal for Kimberly. Papermakers coming out, 1st down and goal from the 3. Pendleton calling out the signals. Pendleton hands Frazier. Frazier going straight ahead, fighting forward, and he got stormed back. It'll be 2nd and goal coming up. Second down and goal. Second and goal from the 3 for the Papermakers here. To the long pitch and catch from Pendleton to Polakowski. 2nd and goal from the 3. Pendleton calling out the signals. He'll turn, hand, Frazier. Frazier goes right side. Braylon Ellis drops him for a minimal gain, if anything. 3rd down and goal coming up. Got one of the play. 3rd and goal from the 2 coming up. 6:35 and counting left to play in this first quarter. Foundy 7. Kimberly knocking on the door. Third and goal here for Kimberly. One receiver out to the left-hand side. Frazier right behind Pendleton. Pendleton takes the snap, hands to Frazier. Frazier finds room, left-hand side, touchdown Kimberly. 2-yard touchdown run for Caleb Frazier, and we're an extra point away from being tied up on the Quest Interior scoreboard. So Zabel will be on to try the extra point here for Kimberly. 6:07 left to play here in this first quarter. Lines are down. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. The kick from Zabel up and good. And with 6:07 left to play in the first quarter, we are tied up at 7. Body 7, Kimberly 7. Good one already here in the first quarter. Back at 30 seconds on KFIV.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
All right, tied up at 7 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 6:07 left to play here in the first quarter, as Caleb Frazier on a third and goal runs it in from 2 yards out to tie us up at 7 apiece. The drive, the touchdown, is set up by a long pass play from Caden Pendleton to Owen Polakowski. And Caleb Frazier finishes it off on third and goal as Fondi now finds himself in a tie game. 7 apiece on the Quest Interior scoreboard. I think we all anticipated this would be a much tighter game than any we've seen this year. But Kimberly with a nice pitch and catch from Pendleton down the middle of the field to Polakowski to set up that score. Here's the kick. MacArthur gets it. MacArthur returns it across the 30, and he'll get up to about the 33. And that's where Fond du Lac will start. First down and 10. 6 minutes on the button left to play here in this first quarter as the Cardinals and Papermakers do battle here from Appleton East High School. Tonight's game brought to you by Baker Cheese. Freshness in every bite. That's Baker Cheese on Highway G in St. Cloud. First and 10 from their own 34 for the Cardinals here. Tied up at 7 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. One receiver on either side of the line with Braylon Allen behind Will Jasper in the formation. And Josh Reitz from right to left across the formation. Here's Braylon Allen. Braylon Allen breaking free. He is gone. Braylon Allen, the first play, answers the Kimberly score. Wow. You wondered how the Kimberly defense could slow down the big play offense for the Fondi Cardinals. And my friends, the answer is they likely can't. Especially when you see something like that. Braylon Allen, a 66-yard touchdown run to put Fondi back in front. One play after the Kimberly score. Justin Chevrel's extra point is up, and it is good. So one play, one score, 5:50 left to play in the first quarter. Fond du Lac 14 and Kimberly 7. Back after this, Newstalk 1450 KFIZ.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Wisconsin, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
5:50 left to play in the first quarter. Already 3 touchdowns on the board. 2 for the Cardinals, 1 for the Papermakers. Fondi leads 14-7 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening from Appleton East. One play, 66 yards, took 10 seconds off the clock as Fondi answers with the 66-yard run for Braylon Allen. And here's the return for Kimberly, shifting to the left-hand side there. Far side, it's Jackson Wilds, the junior return man, and he has scored it out of bounds around the 20 or so. And that's where Kimberly will start, first down and 10. Actually, I have taken that back. At the 16 is where they will start, first down and 10. 5:42 left to play in this first quarter. Fondi back up in front, 14-7 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Braylon Allen just hit that hole, and he was gone. No one around him to score that 66-yard touchdown. Kimberly coming out, 2 receivers out to the right-hand side. One man in the backfield next to Pendleton. Pendleton taking the snap. Pendleton looking. Pendleton throwing. Pass is caught and breaking free. Getting roped down by Braylon Allen. Could have been a bigger gain for the receiver, Cam Lennick. But Braylon Allen caught up to him and brought him down. But that is enough to move the sticks for Kimberly. Nice play by Braylon to track him down. Because if he gets past Braylon, he's probably gone for a touchdown. Gain of 11, though, on first down, actually 16, pardon me. First and 10 up to the 32. First and 10 up to the 32, their own 32 for Kimberly. Their second drive of the game, the first ended in a touchdown. 5 wide set, 3 to the left and 2 to the right. Empty backfield here for Pendleton. Caden Pendleton calling out the signals. Pendleton taking the snap. Pendleton looking. Pendleton throwing. Pass is caught and met immediately and stormed back is the wide receiver, Polakowski. And that will be gain of probably about six on the play. Second down coming up for Kimberly. Actually, make a gain of four, second and six. Or five, whatever. Up to the 37-yard line, second and five coming up. 4:40 and counting left to play. First quarter, Fond du Lac 14 and Kimberly 7 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Two receivers out to the left, none to the right. One man to the backfield to the right-hand side of Pendleton. Pendleton takes the snap. They'll hand to Frazier. Frazier goes to the left-hand side, wants the left edge. He's got it. Frazier's got the first down. Ankle tackle made as he gets to the 45. Nice play across the field there by the Cardinals' Caleb Nails to make the tackle. But the Papermakers move the sticks. They get up to their own 45. First and 10 with 4:15 left to play in the first quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. First and 10 from the 45 here for Kimberly. One receiver either side, one man on the backfield. That's Frazier. Pendleton calls out the signals. Pendleton ready. Pendleton handing. Frazier. Frazier's got lots of room initially and gets to that second level. And he slowed up a little bit, getting close to midfield. And gain of about four on the play to the 49. It'll be second down coming up. Wall Jasper Chevrolet credited with the tackle there. Second down and six coming up from their own 49. Two receivers to the near side. And none to the far side. Frazier in the backfield behind Pendleton. Pendleton takes the snap. Pass is caught. That'll be a first down. Hold it here! And who got it? Kimberly had it popped right out of the hands of the wide receiver. And they're going to give it back to Kimberly as the receiver, Mason Lawton, was right there. He had it popped right out of his hands. It was up in the air, but it was able to fall right on it, right back into his arms, it looked like right there in the breadbasket. So instead of it being a turnover for Fondi, it is a first down for Kimberly, first and 10 from the 43 of the Cardinals, under 3 minutes to play here in this first quarter. Fondi 14 and Kimberly 7 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Two receivers out to the left, that's Polakowski and Wenick, none to the right. As Pendleton takes the snap, Pendleton looking, throwing pass, batted in the air, and lands incomplete. Nice job in there. That is Tyler Vandeslunt getting his hands in there, knocking it down. Second down coming up. Well, if that was a turnover, that's huge, that last play. But just the luck of the bounce, I guess you could say, more of a basketball term, but. That does not end up with Lawton. That's probably a turnover, and you don't know what happens. But can't do the woulda, coulda, shoulda. Two receivers left with Pendleton to the right of, or excuse me, Frazier to the right of Pendleton. Pendleton hands to Frazier. Frazier wants the left-hand side. He's brought down immediately. Nice play in there. It goes Vandeslunt again making the tackle. Well, it's Wall Jasper, excuse me. But regardless of who it was, what looked like could have been a nice gain for Frazier. It's gain of one, third and nine, and an important play for the Fondi defense here. Third and nine from the 42 of the Cardinals, approaching 2 minutes left to play here in this first quarter. Fondi and Kimberly here from Appleton East. Two receivers left and one to the right. Frazier to the left of Pendleton in the formation. Pendleton takes the snap. Here it is. Pressure coming, looking, throwing, pass incomplete. Was looking for Polakowski again, trying to hit that crosser again. And it will be incomplete. And it looks like Kimberly will probably go for this one here on a fourth and nine. Maybe a quick kick. You never know. Or are they going to go for it here? Fourth and nine, you're in plus territory at the 42. And they are going to come out and go for it. So big down here for the Fondy defense, a 4th and 9 from their own 42. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Sent Polakowski in motion. Pendleton looking. Pendleton throwing pass is caught. Polakowski's got the first down. On the near sideline, the Cardinals give it up on 4th and 9. Polakowski knew where he had to be. Pendleton found him, and they moved the chains on a 4th and 9. The Fondy defense can't get the stop. Wow. 1st and 10 all the way down to the 30. I make that the 29 with 93 seconds left in the first quarter. And Fondy leading 14-7, but Kimberly inching closer to getting the equalizer. Converting on a 4th and 9. One receiver on either side with Frazier behind Pendleton. Pendleton taking the snap. Here it is. Hand off to Frazier. Frazier right side, barrels through, and gets down across the 25 to about the 24. One minute left. Second down at 5 coming up. Under a minute left to play here in this first quarter. Seconds left. Papermakers come to the line. One receiver on either side with Frazier behind Pendleton. Pendleton takes a snap. Pendleton looking, throwing, rainbowing far sideline. Got his man in the breadbasket. Touchdown, Kimberly. Cam Lennick with the touchdown reception. 24-yard pass from Pendleton to Cam Lennick, and the Papermakers are an extra point away from tying this one up on the Quest Interior scoreboard. So Zabel will be on to try the extra point. Lines are down. Ball is down, kick on the way, the kick is up, and it is good. And with 23 seconds left to play, we are going to keep it right here. And tell you that tonight's game is brought to you by lots of great folks, including our friends at Quest Interiors. And they offer, on my sponsor list here, flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, exceptional savings in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh, locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. Also, a big thank you to Eden Meat Market and Catering at 477-2711 and EdenMeat.com. So the key play there, obviously, was that 4th and 9 conversion. Cannot give that up if you're the Fond du Lac defense. But Polakowski was right there, right where he needed to be, just a little bit beyond the sticks along the near sideline, and Pendleton found him. And, well, that's the tail of the tape there. The Papermakers getting the touchdown, the 24-yard touchdown pass from Pendleton to Cam Lennick. And we are tied up at 14 as we approach the closing seconds here, or approach the final seconds of the first quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. From Zabel is away, angling to the near sideline. It's going to bounce, and the Cardinals will have to pick it up. I think they were hoping that one would go outside or go out of bounds. As the Fondy Cardinals will start first down at 10 at the 25, 18.9 seconds left to play in this first quarter. First and 10 from the 25. See if the Cardinals can answer here quickly before the end of the half. One receiver on either side. And Braylon Allen behind Walt Jasper in the formation. Walt Jasper tries to spin on a one tackle. It does. Still going. Gets across the 25, up close to the 30. It'll be second down. That should be the final play of the first quarter, and it will be. Through one quarter of play, it's been all as advertised. Number one versus number two here from Pickett Field at Appleton East. End of the first quarter, Fond du Lac 14, Kimberly 14, back in 30 seconds here on Newstalk 1450 AFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Record Appleton East. We start the second quarter. Monty and Kimberly tied up at 14 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. And the Cardinals facing a second down and five from their own 30 as we start this second quarter of action. Monty now moving north to south here at Appleton East. One receiver either side with Allen behind Wall Jasper in the formation. And they're bringing MacArthur in from the right-hand side. Here's the handoff to Allen. Allen kicking his way through. Allen still on his feet. Allen in the open field. Allen at the 40. Allen, foot race down the sideline. And tiptoes the sidelines, just shoved out of bounds. Nice defensive play by the Kimberly defender who's chasing him down the field. And if he doesn't lightly tap him, Braylon Allen's probably gone for a touchdown. But regardless, a big run by Braylon Allen, 50-plus yards all the way down to the 17 of Kimberly. And that big play did not result in a touchdown, but it resulted in a first down. First down inside the red zone for the Cardinals as they look to answer once again. First and 10 from the 17 of Kimberly. Two receivers left. None to the right. Allen behind Wall Jasper. Now they send a man in motion across the formation. Wall Jasper going to take it. Looking to go to the left-hand side. Picking his way through the defenders. Now a quick pass out to Braylon Allen. And a nice pitch at the last possible second. Kind of like, here, you take this play. And we'll set up second down for the Cardinals here. Second down and four after a gain of six. All the way down to the 11. Braylon's not ready for that one. That's dangerous, but since it worked, it worked. One receiver either side with Allen to the right of Wall Jasper. First and second down and four from the 11. Wall Jasper, direct snap to him. Wall Jasper fights forward. He's got the first down close to the five. It'll be first and goal for the Cardinals coming up. First down and goal from the four coming up after a run of 6 yards by Wall Jasper. First and goal from the six, 10:54 and counting in the second quarter. Tied up at 14 in the Quest Interior scoreboard. Other receiver on either side, Allen to the right of Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper going to take it himself. Wall Jasper goes off right side. He is in. Touchdown, Kyle Wall Jasper. Touchdown, Cardinals. His second rushing touchdown of the evening. 5-yard touchdown run on a first and goal. Kyle Wall Jasper finishes off the drive, and it's 20-14 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Justin Chevrolon to try the extra point here from the Cardinals, or for the Cardinals. Kick on the way from Chevrolon. It is up, and it is good. 10:36 left to play in the second quarter. Fond du Lac back in front. Back and forth we go. Bondi 21, Kimberly 14, back at 30 seconds on KFIZ.
through your life goals, shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to Appleton East as we get set for the kickoff here. Kyle Waltjasper with a 5-yard touchdown run on first and goal. Drive set up by the 50-plus yard run from Braylon Allen from the 30 all the way down to the 17. That put the Cardinals in business, and they go back in front 21-14, 10:36 left to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard here in quarter number two from Appleton East. Kickoff from Chevrolet away, fielded by Wilds at the 5. Wilds cutting it back all the way across the field. Wilds looking for the edge along the sideline. He'll just run out of bounds, close to the 20, and it will be first down and 10 for Kimberly coming up. Body defense had a big opportunity on the last drive on the 4th and 9. I don't want to keep going back to that play, but a couple big plays that did not go their way. First, the pop-up from Mason Lawton that landed right in his hand. The ball popped out of his arm and nearly ended up with the Cardinals. That would have been a big defensive stop. Then the 4th and 9 pass play to Polakowski, that did not go their way. See if they can get a stop here on defense. One receiver either side. One man in the backfield behind Pendleton. And they'll hand it here. This is Frazier fighting forward. And Frazier gets to the 21. Gain of about 2 coming up. Second down on the way for Kimberly.
3-2-21,
2nd and 7. Give them 3, 2nd and 7. 10-10 to play in the second quarter. 90-21, Kimberly 14, the Quest Interior scoreboard. Two receivers to the left, one man in the backfield to the right of Pendleton. Second down at 7 for Kimberly here. Pendleton looking. Pendleton throwing, got Polakowski. Polakowski circles out of the defender and gets up past the 30. That's enough for a Kimberly first down. Nails making the stop, but not after Polakowski got the first down yardage. First down and 10, Kimberly. First and 10 up to their own 32. First and 10 from the 32 here. Line up one receiver on either side. Frazier to the left of Pendleton. Now they send Polakowski in motion from right to left. Here's the hand to Frazier. Frazier picks his way through. Frazier's got the edge. Frazier's got the first down and more down the far sideline. And escorted out of bounds at about the 43 of Fond du Lac. Nice run from Caleb Frazier. First down run into Cardinal territory. And he's out of bounds at the 47 officially. So first and 10 from the Fond du Lac 47. First and 10 from the 47. Nice run by Frazier. Approaching 9 minutes left to play here in quarter number two. One receiver on either side, one man in the backfield. Pendleton calling out the signals. Pendleton takes the handoff, looking far side, rainbowing, pass is caught near the 30. Nice play there by Kimberly to get the first down. And that is Isaac DeCamp, the fullback slash tight end for Kimberly, getting all the way down to the 30, first and 10 from the 30. 17-yard pass play to DeCant. And Kimberly coming out first down and 10. One receiver either side. And here's the handoff to Frazier. Tries to pick his way over to the left-hand side. It'll be a gain of about 2 or 3. second down coming up. Gain of about two, second and eight coming up. Second and eight. 8:22 left to play. Second quarter. Foundy 21, Kimberly 14. Second and eight from the 28 here. Two receivers left. Frazier in the backfield. Pendleton calling out the signals. Pendleton handing to Frazier. Frazier going left-hand side, and he's down close to the 20. That should be enough for a first down, and it is. Paul Jasper in there making the tackle for Kimberly, or for Fond du Lac, excuse me. First and 10 at the 20. Cardinals need a stop in the worst way on defense. Kimberly at a first and 10, right on the edge of the red zone here. One receiver split either side, one man in the backfield here. And Polakowski from left to right. Pendleton looking. Pendleton throwing. Got Polakowski. He's got the first down along the far sideline. Tripped up after he gets the first down yardage. Owen Polakowski moving the sticks again. And it will be a first down and goal here inside the 10. And about the 6. So first and goal from the 6 for Kimberly. 7:21 left to play in this first quarter, or first half, pardon me. Foundy 21, Kimberly 7. One receiver out to the left. One man in the backfield. Here's the hand to Frazier. Frazier trying to get back to the middle of the field. Wall Jasper in there. A number of Cardinals making contact. Frazier, Wall Jasper had first contact there for Foddy. And second down and goal coming up. Second and goal from the 5. 7 minutes left to play before halftime. 21-14 our score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. On a second and goal. Lennox split out all the way to the left-hand side. Frazier next to Pendleton in the formation on second and goal. Pendleton makes the handoff, going to take it himself, and dives for the end zone. He's in. Caden Pendleton with the touchdown. 5-yard touchdown run, and we're an extra point away from being tied up. 6:30 left to play with the 5-yard touchdown run. Caden Pendleton now looking at an opportunity here. For Cam Zabel to tie us up at 21 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Kick on the way from Zabel. It's on the way, and it is good. 6:30 left to play here before halftime. We're all tied up at 21 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Back after this on KFIZ.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to Pickett Field at Appleton East High School. Good one here this evening. Game we anticipated between the number one and number two teams in the state. We are tied at 21 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Keith Pendleton with a 5-yard touchdown run. 6:30 left to play before halftime. On the Quest Interior scoreboard, and we're all tied up. Both quarterbacks, the last score for their team was a 5-yard touchdown run. Wall Jasper made it 21-14, and then Pendleton made it 21-all. 5-yard touchdown runs for the respective quarterbacks. Pendleton not really saying anything you can do, I can do better, because they're both the same, but I digress. So the papermakers will boot it away here. Short kick angling to the far sideline. It's caught on the return there. It looks like that was MacArthur. David MacArthur gets it up across the 35 and close to the 40. That's where Fondi will start. First down and 10. Tied up at 21 on the Quest interior scoreboard. And it will be first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. First and 10 from the 38, excuse me. First and 10 from 38. Tied up at 21. I have a feeling whoever has the ball last might have the upper hand in this one. The way this game has gone. One receiver either side. Braylon Allen behind Kyle Wall, Jasper in the formation. Bring Colleen in motion. Here's the fake handoff. Now a pitch to Colleen out of the backfield. Colleen trying to get the edge and does. Cuts it back to the middle of the field. Gets across the 45. Driven back by a couple paper maker defenders. Nice run on the play by Tyler Colleen. And it will be a second down and about two coming up after a gain of 8. Tried to get to the edge, tried to get the near sideline, but couldn't, so he cut it back in and got to the 46. Yeah, 46 or so. Their own 46. One receiver on either side here for Fondi. Allen behind Wall, Jasper in the formation. Bring a man in motion, that's Colleen again. And the handoff to Braylon Allen. Allen picking his way through, still going. First down into Kimberly territory. Nice fake by Wall, Jasper there to pretend he had the football. Allen tripped up as he gets across the 45 of Kimberly down to the 44. Gain of about 10. Cardinals move the sticks here on... Get the first down here, approaching 5 minutes left to play in the quarter. One receiver on either side here for the Cardinals. Braylon Allen to the right to Kyle Wall-Jasper in the formation. They send MacArthur in motion from right to left. Wall-Jasper going to take it himself. Wall-Jasper's got some room. Wall-Jasper breaking through the tackle. Wall-Jasper still going. Wall-Jasper the 5. Kyle Wall-Jasper tackles the sideline. He is in. Touchdown, Kyle Wall-Jasper. 44 yards, and just like that, Fondi's back in front. How do you do what you do, young man? Kyle Wall-Jasper. Minnesota Duluth commits, and Tyler Colleen both going up there to play college football. And Kyle Wall-Jasper with the 44-yard touchdown run to put Fondi back in front, 27-21. Justin Chevrolet's extra point coming up here in moments. On the hold of Wall-Jasper, here's the kick. It's on the way from Chevrolet, and it is up, and it is good. 4:56 left to play in the second quarter. Fondi 28, Kimberly 21, back in 30 seconds here at KFIZ.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
4:56 left to play before halftime. Kyle Wall-Jasper with a 44-yard touchdown run. Makes it 28-21 Cardinals, leading the Papermakers on the Quest interior scoreboard. 4:56 left to play before halftime here from Appleton East High School. That's game brought to you by Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Coming up in just moments, the Taco Bell halftime show. Try to get you as scores, as many as we can here for you at the break. And a news update from the Wisconsin Radio Network, also a sports update from Bill Scott. We'll tell you what's going on. Some stuff already underway here tonight as we play Brewers. Boy, what happened there? Swept by the Phillies. Not great, Bob. Here's the kick from Chevrolet. And the kick is away. Fielded at about the 3-yard line by the Papermakers. This is Wilds. Wilds coming along the far sideline. He gets up across the 25, shy of the 30. It'll be first down at 10. Cardinal defense back in the field would be a big place for a defensive stop because the Papermakers, if I'm not mistaken, do get the ball coming out of halftime. So if they score here and then get a chance to score right after halftime, they're pulling the old Packers double up, which should not be a good idea. Pendleton takes the snap. He'll hand here to Frazier. Frazier picking his way through. Wants the edge. He's got it. Frazier near sideline. Tiptoes the sideline. Gets across midfield. And a nice run by Caleb Frazier. And Reitz knocks him out of bounds. Well, the first down for the Papermakers at the 48 of Fond du Lac. So a nice run from Caleb Frazier, future Northern Iowa Panther in the Missouri Valley Conference. First and 10 from the 48. Two receivers swag to the right-hand side. Here's the hand to Frazier again. Frazier got a huge hole right-hand side. Frazier still going. First down. And he's got the 35 and down to about the 33 or so of Fond du Lac. So another first down, back-to-back first down runs by Caleb Frazier. First down at the 34 for the Papermakers. Two receivers out to the left, one man in the backfield. Pendleton taking, calling out the signals here. Pendleton turning, handing, and coming near side. Got to get back to the outside, getting to the sideline is the running back Kester, Parker Kester, the senior running back. Josh Reitz getting the stop, but another first down, three runs, three first downs for Kimberly. First and 10 for Kimberly all the way down to the Fond du Lac 20. Cardinal defense needs to dig deep. You saw this last year. Kimberly just gassed him in the second half. Seems to be what might be transpiring here. As Pendleton takes the snap. He'll hand to Frazier. Frazier cuts it back up the middle. And he's inside the 20 to about the 16. Second down coming up. Neither team can stop the other. It's like Arena League almost here. So we're not in an arena. That's the obvious. Second and 7 after the gain of 3. 3:37 to play here in this first half. Fondi leading 28-21 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. One receiver on either side. Lennick out to the right-hand side. Polakowski to the left. Pendleton calling out the signals. He'll turn. He'll hand to Frazier. Frazier surges forward. And he gets down to maybe the 15. Third down coming up. Third down coming up. Third and 6. So big play here needed for the Fondi defense. On a 3rd and 6, 2:54 left to play. 3rd and 6 from the Fond du Lac 15 here for Kimberly. One receiver on either side. Frazier to the left of Pendleton on a 3rd and 6. Pendleton hands to Frazier. Frazier tries to break a tackle. He can't. He's brought down. Tyler Vandeslund in there to make the stop. It's fourth down, and Kimberly's got to decide what they want to do. Fourth down, no gain on the play. So a nice stand there for the Fondi defense, but you got to hold for one more play. Fourth and 6 from the 16. Fourth and 6 from the 16. Had a chance on fourth down earlier in the game. We got to find it here. Wenick and Polakowski, two receivers out to the right. Frazier to the left of Pendleton on a 4th and 6. Pendleton calling out the signals. Pendleton taking the snap. Pendleton, pressure coming, dumps it off. Pass is caught. And is he having up for the first down? And I think he does. I think he's short, actually. Tyler Vandeslaan was in there. He was just inches short. Was that Frazier on the play there? Or Kester, I didn't see who caught the pass, but regardless of who caught it, he was short. And a much-needed stop for the Fondy defense. There is no instant replay. I am not Reese Davis. I don't have that capability here at Appleton East. So a nice job of the Fondy defense to get that stop with a minute 41 left to play. The reception was made, but was just inches short on the play. Kind of looking half through a window here, so I apologize, didn't see who made the play, but regardless, Tyler Vandeslaan got in there to make the stop, and it's a first and 10 from the 11 for Fond du Lac. Here's Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper's got lots of room. Wall Jasper's got the edge. Wall Jasper down the far sideline, midfield, 45-40, and slammed down across the 35. Kyle Wall Jasper with a field flipper. From the 11 all the way down to the 33 of Kimberly. What a run by Kyle Walljasper down the far sideline. And that fourth down stop might be the turning point. A long way to go on this one, but a first and 10 from the 33 of Kimberly. One receiver either side. Sending Colleen in motion. They'll hand to Braylon Allen. Allen picking his way through. Allen is gone! Allen, touchdown Cardinals! Braylon Allen, 33 yards! And it is 34-21, Fondy. Braylon Allen with the 33-yard touchdown run, and Justin Chevrolon to try the extra point. Minute 23 left in the first half. Chevrolon's extra point is up, and it is good. Fond du Lac 35, Kimberly 21, minute 23 left to play in the first half, back at 30 seconds here at KFIZ.
Cole Oil and Propane is rich in history. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business that's been serving the community with residential, agricultural, trucking, and industrial products and services for 100 years. At Cole, they have experienced and knowledgeable employees and offer you competitive prices. To experience great customer service and learn more about Cole Oil and Propane's lubricant, fuel, and propane products for your farming, trucking, industrial, and construction needs, visit ColeOilAndPropane.com.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to Appleton East. Braylon Allen with a 33-yard touchdown run. After the defensive stop, two plays after the defensive stop, and Fondy's back in front. Actually, they're still in front. They extend their lead to 35-21 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And I was saying right before the touchdown run for Braylon Allen, that defensive stop could be a turning point in the game. Didn't get it on the 4th and 9 earlier, but you got it on the 4th and 6. And then two plays later, it is a touchdown, and your lead is 35-21 instead of it being 28-28. This is Frazier on the return. Frazier gets across the 30, where he's finally slowed down at about the 33. And that's where Kimberly will start first down and 10 with a minute 12 left to play. So your defense, still some work to do here because, again, you don't want to see the papermakers get a score here and then score out of the half, because if that's the case, then you're likely sitting in a tie game. You don't want to play the woulda, coulda, shoulda. Don't want to play the what-if. Don't want to play the Marty McFly jumping in the DeLorean and going forward in time. Want to stay in the present moment. First and 10 from the 33 with two receivers right, one to the left. And a quick little dump pass here from Pendleton. Pendleton and slammed down Braylon Allen, laying the hit stick on Cam Lennox. Nice play by Braylon to say, okay, you've had enough running here. And nice gain, though, a gain of about 8. Second and 2 coming up with under a minute to play. And a timeout taken here with 58.4 seconds left in this first half. This has been a wild first half for sure. We'll recap all the scoring plays coming up here at the break. Second down and 1 coming up from the 42. And a timeout taken by Kimberly with 58.4 left. What a first half so far. Try to get you some scores at the break here. Winnebago Lutheran leading Ripon in the third, 24-20. Thank you to our producer extraordinaire Patrick Kane back at the studios. Appreciate him coming in this week to help us out, get the game on the air this evening. 58.4 left, a second down and 1 here for Kimberly. Two receivers out to the right, one to the left, one man to the backfield. As Pendleton calls out the signals here. Pendleton takes the snap. He'll hand to Frazier. Frazier's got lots of room. Frazier's got the edge. Frazier's still going down the far sideline. Frazier into Cardinal territory and knocked out of bounds shy of the 30. In fact, he'll be at the 34. Nice run by Caleb Frazier. Braylon Allen there to make the stop. But not until Frazier got the first down for Kimberly. All the way down to the final act, 36. Inside the 40-yard line for Kimberly, 40-yard line of Fond du Lac, excuse me. 50.4 seconds left to play in the first quarter. First down and 10 from the 36 of Fond du Lac. Two receivers to the left, that's Wenick and Polakowski. One receiver to the right with Frazier in the backfield. To the left of Pendleton. Pendleton looking. Pendleton going to throw down the field. Pass is caught. Nice play. Nice catch. That is Polakowski inside the 10. It's first and goal, Kimberly. Reached there to make the stop, but another pitch and catch from Pendleton to Polakowski. First and goal from the 7 for Kimberly, and a whistle here. And a timeout, it looks like, here. Taken by the Cardinals, their first of the half. 36.2 seconds left. Another long pass play from Pendleton to Polakowski all the way down to the 7-yard line. Set up first and goal for Kimberly. This game brought to you by Coal Oil and Propane, serving Fond du Lac, Lamira, Ripon, Campbellsport, and surrounding communities with top-quality fuels. Lubricants, propane, and customer-first service that's second to none. Online at coaloilandpropane.com. Also, a big thank you to Eden Meat Marketing Catering and Quest Interiors with locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. First and goal here for Kimberly. Cardinals coming out of the timeout here. Kimberly coming out. First down and goal here, 36 seconds to play. First and goal for the Papermakers. Line up two receivers, Lawton and Polakowski out to the right-hand side. And one to the left, Frazier to the right of Pendleton. And it's Frazier. Frazier going. Frazier wants the edge. Frazier is there, and he's in. Touchdown, Kimberly. 7-yard touchdown run for Caleb Frazier, and Kimberly can pull within a touchdown if they get the extra point here with 30.5 seconds left. Cam Zabellon to try the extra point here for Kimberly. Bell, extra point is up, and it is through. And with 30 seconds left to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard, Bondi's lead is now 35-28. And 30 seconds left in the second quarter. For the Fondi offense to try to answer here. They can answer in 30 seconds. We'll see if they do. 30.5 left again. 35-28 our score. Caleb Frazier with the 7-yard touchdown run. Make it a one-score game. Fondi defense got that big stop on the fourth down. Fourth and six on the last papermaker drive. Turned it into points on the 33-yard touchdown run for Braylon Allen. And then the papermakers driving down the field. Some nice runs. And then the pass for Pendleton to Polakowski to make it a first and goal. And then Caleb Frazier finishes the drive with a 7-yard touchdown run. Make it 35-28. Cardinals will get one more crack at it here. Zabel will line this one up here for the kickoff. Kick is away from Zabel, rolling down the middle of the field, and it will get fielded. Running up the middle of the field, getting across the 30. About the 33 is David MacArthur. 26.3 seconds left. First down and 10 for the Cardinals from the 33. First and 10 from the 33. Fondi coming out with a four-wide set. Two to the right and two to the left here. And a whistle now and a timeout taken by Kimberly. 26.3 seconds left. Their second of the half. Coming up in just a few moments will be Taco Bell Halftime Show. Sponsored by none other than Taco Bell. Locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. We'll have Taco Bell halftime programming coming up. We'll recap the scoring. We'll hear a Wisconsin Radio Network news update. Check out the local scoreboard, out-of-town scoreboard as well. Get you set for the second half. It's all coming up here at halftime in our halftime show. Still 26.3 left to play in this Friday night affair, final game of the 2021 spring season. Number one, Cardinals. Number two, Papermakers. And the number one team has the upper hand right now, late in this second quarter. Fondi coming out three wide to the far side, one to the right. One man in the backfield, that's Allen. Now they send a man in motion slightly, and Wall Jasper will look to throw. Wall Jasper looking, throwing, looking over the middle, and incomplete, intended for David MacArthur. Second down coming up. Second and 10 from the 33 with 22.2 left to play in this first half. And another timeout taken by Kimberly that'll be there. Third and final time out of the half. And with 22.2 left, Fondi leading 35-28 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Cardinals huddling up on the near sideline here. Kimberly taking a timeout here, talking strategy with 22.2 left, like we said. It's been a back-and-forth, exciting football game here to wrap up the season. Certainly glad to be here with high school football coverage one final time in the spring. On to the real spring sports after this. Still a full half of football to play here from Appleton East. So second and 10 from the 33. Fondi coming out One receiver either side of the line, Braylon Allen. To the left of Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper going to look to throw. Wall Jasper has a pass caught and heading toward the far boundary is the receiver. It's Tyler Killeen. Third down coming up. 11.1 left to play. And a timeout taken by the Cardinals. That is their second. Third and two coming up here. Cardinals take a timeout with 11.1 left to play. Third down and two coming up. Ball will be at the 41-yard line of Fond du Lac here. Probably two more plays at best, you'd think. See what happens here. Kimberly defensive backfield, no slouch regardless of who you're playing. Very experienced players in there. Briar Bartland, senior. Griffin Weigel, senior. Tommy Ellison, senior. Third and two here from the 41. Monty coming out with two receivers left, two to the right. Empty backfield for Kyle Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper taking the snap. Wall Jasper waiting. Wall Jasper got to roll out to his right. Wall Jasper is going to have to throw it, and he'll heave it down the field incomplete with 2.7 left, and that's a fourth down coming up. So fourth and two. Fourth and two coming up. From the 41. And why did you take a timeout? Yes, they did. We were just kind of standing around like they took a timeout. That's what they did. Timeout taken by the Cardinals. That's their final timeout of the half with 2.7 seconds left to play here on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Again, the Cardinals leading 35-28. Here from Appleton East. Halftime, like we said, we'll check out the scoreboard, recap this first half scoring plays. Tell you some other games we're following. Check out the out-of-town scoreboard as well. See how the Brewers are doing. Taking on the Miami Marlins down in Miami. So fourth and two from the 41, their own 41 here. For the Cardinals, fourth and two. Final play of the first half coming here. One receiver out to the left. Shifting in the formation here. Wall Jasper takes the snap. Wall Jasper going to go straight ahead. Wall Jasper's got some room. He'll get tripped up in midfield, and that's where the first half will come to an end. So Kyle Wall Jasper got the first down. He had cut it back out. He had a whole lane to go, but I think they were just looking to get to the end of the first half and take a breather at halftime. And our score at the half here from Appleton East, Fond du Lac 35 and Kimberly 28 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. You're in tune with the Taco Bell Halftime Show here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Stop by your two Taco Bell locations on East and West Johnson Street. In Fond du Lac, make the night memorable before, during, or after the game at Litmos with Taco Bell. Get your score at the half. Fondy Cardinals lead Kimberly 35-28. Halftime show is up next. We'll take a two-minute timeout and check in with the Wisconsin Radio Network. Their news headlines coming up here in just a moment. We'll also have halftime recaps and more coming up in just a moment. Again, your score at the break, Fondy 35, Kimberly 28. High school football back after this on KFIZ.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden, Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Fire up the grill and enjoy Eden's lean sirloin burgers with mushroom and Swiss, or cheddar and bacon. Or turn up the heat with Eden's jalapeno and pepper jack burgers. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
There's nothing worse than overhype, so we won't go overboard telling you how Taco Bell's quesalupa is back with its cheese-stuffed shell. We'll skip the quesalupa air shows and making a statue in honor of how there's cheese in every bite.
Marvelous.
And we won't send one to the moon.
The quesalupa has landed.
Instead, we'll pass on all the fanfare and just tell you, Taco Bell's quesalupa has returned, and we think you'll like it. At participating locations for a limited time.
KFIC, the one you depend on.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The State Department of Justice has identified Green Bay Police Sergeant Brian Jordan and officers Michaela Wolf and Ben Snyder as those who shot 62-year-old Bruce Poffel outside the Oneida Nation Casino Complex in Ashwaubenon last Saturday. Poffel had shot three of his former co-workers, killing two of them. He died at the scene. The officers are on administrative leave. Wildfire danger remains high to very high across much of the state, and that has the Department of Natural Resources asking the public to stay vigilant. The state's prison security chief has been hired by the Iowa Department of Corrections. Brian Foster, a former warden at Green Bay Correctional Institution, will oversee security at all nine Iowa prisons. The new position in response to the March murders of a corrections officer and nurse during an escape attempt.
I'd wanted to get into hunting for a while, but I didn't know where to start. So I asked my partner for a little guidance. My adventure started with beautiful sunrises and clear, crisp days spent in the woods. Now I'm a hunter. With Wisconsin's $5 first-time hunting license, it was affordable and easy. I'm sure you'll find it as rewarding as I have. Get your license at wy.dnr.gov. Wisconsin DNR. Find your adventure. Go wild in Wisconsin.
COVID-19 vaccines are ready. Are you? Visit dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19 to sign up for an appointment or find a vaccine provider near you. This is your shot. Get started today at dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden, Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
There's nothing worse than overhype, so we won't go overboard telling you how Taco Bell's quesalupa is back with its cheese-stuffed shell. We'll skip the quesalupa air shows and making a statue in honor of how there's cheese in every bite.
Marvelous.
And we won't send one to the moon.
The quesalupa has landed.
Instead, we'll pass on all the fanfare and just tell you, Taco Bell's quesalupa has returned, and we think you'll like it.
At participating locations for a limited time.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to Appleton East High School. We've saved the best for last here in the 2021 spring season, that's for sure. Number one ranked Fondy, number two ranked Kimberly, and the Cardinals lead the Papermakers at the half right now, 35-28 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Again, you're in tune with the Taco Bell Halftime Show here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Well, only really one defensive stop in that first half for either team. Just a back-and-forth affair, and Cardinals with three scores of 30 yards or more in that first half. It started on their first drive of the game. Kyle Walljasper scoring first and helping the Cardinals score first on a 55-yard touchdown run with 9:38 left to play in the first quarter. The Cardinals held a 7-0 lead over the Papermakers. A short time later, Kimberly facing a 7-0 deficit got a 2-yard touchdown run from Caleb Frazier to tie the game at 7. That score came with 6:07 left to play in the first quarter. A long pass from Caden Pendleton to wide receiver Owen Polakowski all the way down to the 3-yard line set up the score. And two plays later, Frazier was in for the score to tie us up at 7. Braylon Allen answered in one play, 66 yards, and then just 10 seconds later, it was Fond du Lac back in front, 14-7 on the 66-yard touchdown run by Braylon Allen. That score came with 5:50 left to play in the first quarter. Kimberly would answer a short time later with Caden Pendleton hitting Cam Lennick for 24 yards and a touchdown. That tied us up at 14 with 23 seconds left in the first quarter and made the score at the end of the first, Fond du Lac 14 and Kimberly 14. Kyle Walljasper would put the Cardinals back in front 21-14 on a 5-yard touchdown run with 10:36 left to play in the second quarter. And after Justin Chevrolet's extra point, it was Fondy 21 and Kimberly 14. Caden Pendleton, his counterpart, quarterback for the Papermakers, would answer 6.5 left to play in the second quarter. Pendleton would score from 5 yards out to tie us up at 21 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Kyle Walljasper, then he said, anything you can do, I can do better. Ran for 44 yards and the score made it 28-21 after the Justin Chevrolet extra point. It came with 4:56 left to play in the second quarter. The first defensive stop of the game came on a 4th-and-6 deep in Cardinal territory. The Kimberly receiver came up just inches short on that play on a 4th-and-6 play. The Cardinals then got a long run to the 33 of Kimberly, and then a long run, I should say, from Kyle Walljasper down the far sideline all the way down to the Kimberly 33. Braylon Allen finished off the drive on the very next play, a 33-yard touchdown run from Braylon Allen to make it 35-21 Fondy with 1:23 left to play in the second quarter. It took the Papermakers less than a minute to score and answer. Caleb Frazier answering with a 7-yard touchdown run to make it 35-28, a one-score game with 30 seconds left to play before halftime, and that's where we stand here at the half as Fond du Lac leads Kimberly 35-28 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here from Pickett Field at Appleton East High School. So quite the exciting first half, like we said. Fond du Lac with three scores of 30 yards or more. A little factoid dropped by one of our media friends, Doug Ritchie, from Fox 11 in their high school game time. Fond du Lac, four touchdowns and more than 30 yards. Kimberly allowing just one touchdown of more than 30 yards entering tonight's game. So the Fondy defense, or Fondy offense, unstoppable as it usually has been this year. Problem is, the Fondy defense has only had really one stop on defense. There's a 4th-and-9 opportunity where Polakowski just got to the sticks, got a little bit past the sticks. Pendleton able to find him for the first down. So there's been some chances, been some opportunities. The near fumble reception or after the reception by Mason Lawton that lands in the hands of the Cardinals. Maybe you get a defensive stop there. Maybe you get a score. It's been just a back-and-forth first half and going to be certainly a fun and interesting second half as we get set for that second half here in just moments from now. Let's check out a few other high school scores as we play here in this final evening of high school football around the area. A couple of scores into us. Just search the Twitterverse here. Thank you to Patrick Kane again for the Ripon WLA updates. Looks like Ripon pulled that one out 26-24 over the Vikings over at Ingalls Field. at the half. Amro leading Campbellsport 35-0. Other game of interest probably would have been the game of the week if there wasn't a Bondi Kimberly camp tonight. DeForest leading Menasha at halftime 16-13. And then down in Waupun, the Warriors leading North Fond du Lac about midway through the fourth quarter. Warriors 21, Orioles 14. Got that update as well. We'll try to get you as many finals as we can or updates later on in the game. Of course, we'll have all the scores for you coming up in the second half of action, or I should say following the game tonight, of course, at KFIZ.com, and check out the local scoreboard with Jerry St. John tomorrow on the Saturday edition of the early show. But our score here at the half, Fond du Lac 35 and Kimberly 28. We'll take another timeout. Hear from Bill Scott, a statewide sports update coming up in just a moment. And we'll be back with more halftime programming after this here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
They're your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Bucks have six games left in the NBA regular season as they continue to look to improve on their third place position in the Eastern Conference standings. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. They start the day just a half game behind Brooklyn for second and host the Houston Rockets at Fiserv Forum tonight. Brewers looking to end a five-game losing streak that has seen them drop to 17-15 and into second place in the National League Central, one game behind first place St. Louis. The Brewers were swept by the Phillies and send Brent Suter to the mound tonight in the first of three in Miami. Midwest League Beloit Snappers and Wisconsin Timber Rattlers play game four of their series at Fox City Stadium tonight. Beloit won the first time last night 5-3 over the Rattlers. Questions continue to be raised how the media found out about the split between the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Regardless, former Packers receiver James Jones said he feels the two sides will reconcile and Rodgers will play for the Green Bay Packers this coming season. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ready to protect your health and your families? Then visit dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19 to find a vaccine provider near you. Lining up your appointment on your terms is easy at dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19.
On average, one person in the United States dies of a blood clot every 6 minutes. Don't let that be you or someone you know. Stop the clot. Spread the word. Learn how to protect yourself from life-threatening blood clots at stoptheclot.org/spread the word.
Okay, I've got my notebooks for today's class, my name tag for work, and I can't forget my hoodie. Tonight, Ben and I are having a picnic in the park. Today is crazy, but not because I'm ignoring COVID-19, because I'm prepared for it. Taking safety steps like wearing a mask, getting fresh air, and social distancing lets me do more of the things I love. And that's what's keeping me going. See how COVID-19 safety can expand your options at dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
There's nothing worse than overhype, so we won't go overboard telling you how Taco Bell's Quesalupa is back with its cheese-stuffed shell. We'll skip the Quesalupa air shows and making a statue in honor of how there's cheese in every bite.
Marvelous.
And we won't send one to the moon.
Quesalupa has landed.
Instead, we'll pass on all the fanfare and just tell you, Taco Bell's Quesalupa has returned, and we think you'll like it.
at participating locations for a limited time.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to Appleton East, Pickett Field here at Appleton East High School. Halftime show rolling on here on KFIZ as Lonnie Cardinals lead Kimberly 35-28 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Check out a couple more scores for you here this evening. Boy, do you want to know how the Brewers are doing? I regret looking at the score. They're losing 6-1, top of the seventh inning. Losing to the Miami Marlins down in Miami. Let's see if we can pull up the box score here for you. Brewers getting a run-scoring single from Pablo Reyes. Looks like Jesus Aguilar had a run-scoring double. I believe that's Ison Diaz, a couple former Brewers hurting the Brewers tonight. So 6-1, the crew trails the Fish down there in Miami. Bucks doing better. They're not losing to the Rockets this time. They lead 81-69 over Houston. That's in the third quarter at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. Weekend action. Of course, we'll have the Brewers for you coming up on Saturday, which is tomorrow, and then Sunday afternoon, 11:35 broadcast time for the Brewers on Sunday. And Brewers are off Monday. Bucks will be back in the air for you on Monday. They take on the San Antonio Spurs from down in San Antonio, Texas. Have that for you coming up on Monday. Of course, the full sports broadcast schedule is available anytime at KFIZ.com. Check it out daily. Keep you up to date with our daily scoreboard posts, all the local scores. Post those for you daily. Keep you up to date on state sports as well. You can check that out anytime, 24 hours a day, and completely free. No subscription required. Access KFIZ.com and, of course, game podcasts from our high school sporting events, including this contest here this evening. You can relive the action later on tonight or early tomorrow. We'll have it posted on the on-demand tab at KFIZ.com, so check us out today. Brand new look at the site. Thanks to our friends at Wisnet for helping us out, getting us into the 2020s with our website design. We'll be the first to tell you the website we had was good back in, 2004. But looking more like a 2021 website. Always looking to improve on it. So we're set for the second half of action here. Fondi 35, Kimberly 28 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Papermakers will receive the football first. So this is why it was important for the Cardinals to get that stop. Because Papermakers, they could very well, and the way they've been playing tonight, take this down and score. But that would be a big stop for the Fondi defense here. Chevrolet's kick is away. It's an onside kick, and the Cardinals have it! The onside kick to start the second half. Fondi said, we're getting this football to start, and they got the onside kick. Is that Justin Chevrolet or Mason Crosby out there? My goodness. So Fondi knows the way this game is going, the more possessions you have, the better off you are. And they get the onside kick to start the second half. It popped in my head briefly. Didn't know if I was going to say it. Look for the onside kick. They get it, and the Cardinals have a first and 10 on the Kimberly side of midfield at the 47-yard line. Khalid coming in motion for the right-hand side. Here's the handoff to Braylon Allen. Allen tries to go straight ahead, reverses his field, and then gets slammed back. Actually, doesn't really get slammed down, just gets stood up. And that will be a loss of about one on the play, second down and 11 from the 48. So the onside kick, Coach Jorgensen says, you play to win the game. Second down coming up for the Cardinals here. Second and 11 from the Kimberly 48. One receiver on either side. Allen to the right of Wall Jasper in the formation. They bring Colleen in motion from right to left. Here's the pass, and over the outstretched hands of the wide receiver. That is intended for Lewis Wagner Lang there for Fondi. Incomplete third down and long coming up. So third and 10. You'd hate to waste the onside kick. Got to get the first down here. So third down and 11 from the Kimberly 48 coming up. One receiver on either side. Allen behind Waljasper in the formation. And they'll bring Colleen in motion. The handoff to Allen. Allen bursting through. Allen's got a lot of room. Allen down the far sideline. He will not be touched. Braylon Allen. Touchdown, Fond du Lac. 47 yards. And the Cardinals turn the onside kick into 6 points. Braylon Allen on the third down and 11, a 47-yard touchdown run. And Fondy, again, says you played to win the game. The onside kick turns into points just like that. 60 seconds in to the third quarter, Fond du Lac 42 and Kimberly 28. Back in 30 seconds. Here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
At Irtec Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Braylon Allen with the 47-yard touchdown run. And the Cardinals turn the onside kick into points. 48-yard touchdown run, my mistake. And it's Fondy 42, Kimberly 28. And the Cardinals will kick it away here. And the return for Kimberly gets across the 30 and up to about the 31. So what a strategy to start the second half. The onside kick successful. And the Cardinals, knowing probably what we were talking about, right, with the how the lack of defensive stops in this game, Fondy said, we're not giving it to them and giving them a chance to tie it. We're going to go for the onside kick. And they score and make it 42-28. So Kimberly starts first down and 10, now trailing 42-28. Staying one score ahead, important here. Here's the handoff to Frazier. Frazier bursting through, and a nice run by Caleb Frazier to move the sticks. And he gets up to the 46. First down and 10 as Henschel makes the stop for Fond du Lac. First and 10 for the Papermakers at the 46. Their own 46. 10-40 and counting left to play in this third quarter. Fondy 42 and Kimberly 28. On the first and 10, one receiver on either side and one man in the backfield. They send Polakowski in motion from right to left. Here's the handoff to Frazier. Frazier skirting through. Frazier's got room. Frazier down the near sideline and gets escorted out of bounds inside the 35 at the 33 of Fond du Lac. And there is a flag on the play. I do not see where the flag was. Officials are talking at about the 35. And it's on Kimberly. Back him up. So a penalty against Kimberly will send him in reverse the other way. Back to the 31, a first and 15 for Kimberly. Back to the 41, excuse me, I said 31, 41-yard line. Steve Jones halfway on the field. Does not like that call, probably. I shouldn't say probably. I'm sure he doesn't. I don't know Steve Jones all that well. We've interacted for a few pregame interviews here and there, but Well, they say he doesn't like that call. First and 15 from the 41 for Kimberly here. One receiver either side, Frazier to the right of Pendleton. Polakowski comes in motion across the formation. Here's the handoff to Frazier. Frazier skirting through the defenders, gets brought down. Nice play in there, making the tackle is Henschel. He gets up to the 39, or make that the 44, pardon me. Where am I on the field here? 44. Second and 12 coming up for Kimberly. Need a defensive stop here. I'll be a broken record this half. Get him onto a second, third, and long. You've got to get off the field on defense here. Goes without saying. Second and 11 from the 44 for Kimberly. One receiver either side. And Pendleton takes the handoff to Frazier. Pendleton looking. Throwing pass is incomplete. Incomplete. He had Wettick, and Wettick made an acrobatic attempt at it, falling toward the ground. And Wettick thought he caught it. The initial signal was that he caught it, but then they changed his, the official changed from the spot the ball here to incomplete. So it brings up a third and 12. From the 44, their own 44 for Kimberly. First down yardage is at the Fond du Lac 44. Big, big play here on defense for the Cardinals. You need a stop here for sure. Two receivers right, one to the left, one man to the backfield. That's Frazier next to Pendleton. Pendleton taking the snap. Pendleton looking, throwing, rainbowing far side of the field. Incomplete, intended for Polakowski, and it's fourth and long. Fourth and 12, and I think we're going to punt. They are going to punt the second defensive stop of the game. That was not the end of the quarter. And Kimberly's going to have to punt. How many times have you said that in your lifetime? Kimberly will have to punt. So Kimberly will kick it away here on a fourth and 12. And Miller into punt here for Kimberly. Reese Miller. Timeout taken here by Kimberly. So their first timeout of the second half comes with 9:27 left to play here in this third quarter. And Fond du Lac 42, Kimberly 28. Cardinals led 35-28 at halftime. If you're just joining us, ran the successful onside kick to start the second half. And then Braylon Allen, short time later, a 48-yard touchdown run to make it 42-28 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. The way this game had been going and continues to be going, still lots of game left, you need every possession you can get. And then right here, you likely are going to see a punt here from Kimberly. And I take that back. You're going to go for it here on a fourth and 12. Okay, so even bigger stakes here. Fourth and 12, four wide set. Two receivers either side. Frazier the tailback to the left of Pendleton. They're going to go for it instead of punt. They send Wettick in motion across the formation. Pendleton looking, rainbowing down the far sideline. Intercepted! No, incomplete. Nails almost had it. Incomplete pass from Caden Pendleton. Nails almost had the pick. Caleb Nails almost had the INT. But that is another defensive stop for the Fondy defense, and the offense is back on the field. This is a big opportunity here for the Fondy offense. This is a huge opportunity here. 42-28 with 9:20 left in the third quarter. Still tons of game left. But if you can make this a three-score game, that is huge. One receiver either side, a first and 10 from the Kimberly 44. Waljasper going to take it himself, wants the left side. He's got the left side. Down the far sideline, Kyle Waljasper still going. Kyle Waljasper, touchdown, Cardinals! What play after the defensive stop! Waljasper from 44 yards out! 48, scoreboard. I will ask the question, is this real life? Kyle Walljasper, 44-yard touchdown run. And Fondy gets the extra point from Justin Chevrel, 9-10 to play in the third quarter. Fond du Lac, 49, Kimberly, 28. Yes, that is the right score. You're listening to high school football on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Cole Oil and Propane is rich in history. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business that's been serving the community with residential, agricultural, trucking, and industrial products and services for 100 years. At Cole, they have experienced and knowledgeable employees and offer you competitive prices. To experience great customer service and learn more about Cole Oil and Propane's lubricant, fuel, and propane products for your farming, trucking, industrial, and construction needs, visit ColeOilAndPropane.com.
KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
9-10 left to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard here in the third quarter. Cardinals get a defensive stop. One play later, Kyle Walljasper, 44-yard touchdown run down the far sideline. And the Cardinals have a 49-28 lead over Kimberly with 9-10 left to play in the third quarter. Long way to go on this one, but 49-28. Two quick scores here in the fourth quarter, and the return for Kimberly is shy of the 35. And that's where the Papermakers will start, first down and 10. That penalty on the last drive for Kimberly was the killer. I'm not stunned they came out and went for it on fourth and 12. They showed punt. I'm not surprised they came out and tried to go for it. But the pass was in the hands of Caleb Nails, who doesn't play for your team, if you're Kimberly. So now the Papermakers down 49-28 after being down 7 at halftime. Two receivers to the left, none to the right, one man in the backfield next to Pendleton. Pendleton look, quick toss, pass complete to Wenick, and Wenick is roped down. He gets across the 35 to about the 36. Nice play there. Josh Reitz making the tackle for Fond du Lac. Chevrel in there, too. Gain of 7. A second and 3 coming up. 8:40 left to play a third quarter. Monty 49 and Kimberly 28. 7-point game at halftime, 35-28. So you go from a 7-point game and potentially giving the ball back to Kimberly to give them a chance to tie the score. Now 49-28. Two receivers right. And Frazier in the backfield next to Pendleton. Pendleton hands to Frazier. Frazier fighting for it. He's got the line to gain. He's got the 40. Up to the 41. That'll be a Kimberly first down. Keegan Henschel in there to make the stop. First and 10 for the Papermakers. Up to the 41. 8 minutes left to play a third quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Fondy 49 and Kimberly 28. Two receivers right on a first and 10 from the 41. Frazier next to Pendleton. Pendleton taking the snap. Pendleton hands it to Frazier here. Frazier searches for it, gets the 45. There's a slam down there. Host of Cardinals in there, Keegan Henschel, among others. Second down coming up. Second and 7 from the 44. Second down, 7 yards to go from the 44. Second and 7 from the 44. Two receivers out to the right. And one man in the backfield. That is Kester. Pendleton calling out the signals. Pendleton will keep it himself. Pendleton goes up the middle, gets slammed down across the 50 and into Cardinal territory. And up for a first down. He needed the 49 and got to the Cardinal 48. And that's where The ball will be spotted first and 10 from the Cardinals 49. First and 10 from the Cadillac 49. 6:47 left to play, third quarter. Fondy 49 and Kimberly 28 on the Quest interior scoreboard. Here from Appleton East. First and 10 from the Fondy 49. Wenick lined up to the right. Now, Polakowski joins him out there to the right-hand side. Here's the handoff to Frazier. Frazier wants the right-hand side. He's got lots of room. Frazier cutting to the far sideline. He gets slammed down across the 30, and actually across the 25. He'll be down to, or make that the 35, excuse me, down to about the 32. 17-yard run for Caleb Frazier. First down and 10 for Kimberly. First and 10, ball spotted at the Cardinals 33. Cardinal defense needs to rise up here. First and 10 from the 32 of Fond du Lac. One receiver on either side. And a man in motion. Now they hand it off here. He'll fake the handoff. Pass is incomplete. Caleb Nails in the coverage there. Intended for Tyler Beath. Incomplete pass. Nails with the coverage. Second down and 10 from the Fond du Lac 32. 5:51 to play, third quarter. Fondy 49 and Kimberly 28 on the Quest interior scoreboard. Timeout for an injury. There's an injured papermaker on the field on his back at about the 37. Thank you. So an injury timeout here. We will keep it here and tell you that tonight's game is brought to you by a lot of great folks, including AirTech Heating, AirTech and Bryant, doing whatever it takes at 924-6742. Also, they get a Baker Cheese, freshness in every bite. That's Baker Cheese and County Road G in St. Cloud with Baker Cheese. So 5:51, like we said, left to play here in this third quarter. Fond du Lac 49 and Kimberly 28 here this evening from Appleton East. Darkness has set in over Appleton. Your gracious host, like we said, here at East. Glad to be in the booth this evening. We've all but two games this year. We've been broadcasting outside of the elements. But, they have room for us this time. Shuffled some people around. There's room for everybody, I think. Our competitors are all inside. The camera people, of course, are out. But the announcers all in the booth. PA, Tim Hansen, and friends are just down the hall from us, and coaches are upstairs here for us at Appleton East. Nice turf field here at East. The Kimberly player, I don't have identification, obviously, still down on the field at about the 37 or so. The 37 of Fond du Lac. And trainers attending to him. Steve Jones over there, too. Still working on him out there at 37. Obviously, a delay in the game here. Kimberly, all their players on one knee at about midfield. Fondy players doing the same. Back to the Kimberly player. Try to get the name and number of the player here. Getting helped up. 56, the number on the roster. That is Quinton Wynn, one of their offensive linemen, senior. At the Fond du Lac roster, like, oh, that's not who that is. What's going on? So he gets helped off the field. 5:51 left. A second down and 10 from the 32 here for Kimberly. Kimberly looking to get on the board here for the first time this second half. Two receivers out to the left. That's Wenick and Polakowski. One man in the backfield, that's Caleb Frazier. Pendleton turns, hands to Frazier. Frazier gets the right side, and he gets down inside the 30 to about the 28. Third down coming up. Third and six coming up here for Kimberly. Another opportunity for the Fondy defense here. Although, you know, seems to be four down territory for Kimberly the rest of the way here, you think. Third and six from the Fond du Lac 28. Wenick and Polakowski out to the left-hand side. Frazier to the right of Pendleton. Pendleton takes the snap. Pendleton looking, throwing near side. Pass is caught. Polakowski, and he falls forward. And he is short of the first down by a couple yards. That was Josh Reitz in there making the stop. So a fourth and short coming up from the 24 of Fond du Lac. Fourth down and about two from the 24. Fourth and two from the Fondy 24. One receiver left. Frazier behind Pendleton. Pendleton calls out the signals at a fourth and two. Makes the handoff. Pressure coming. Pendleton rolling out. Pendleton looking, throwing, incomplete. The Cardinal defense stands again. Had nobody there. He's throwing to the ghost receiver out there at the 10-yard line. They turn him back on a fourth and two, and the Fondy offense back on the field, leading 49-28. And the Cardinals, who had their 50-point streak broken last week, they scored 50-plus in every game except for last week against Apple the North. Can they put 50 on Kimberly? I got a nod from our on-site producer. We'll see what happens. No cheering at the press box, by the way. First and 10 from the 24, their own 24. One receiver either side for the Cardinals to bring a man in motion across the formation. That's MacArthur. And here's the handoff to Braylon Allen. Allen picking his way through and gets up close to the 30. He'll be knocked down at about the 28. Second down coming up. Fond du Lac scoring, like we said, 50 points plus in every game this season. 60 points in three of the six games. I should say their 50-point streak broken last week. Only scored 42, and a 42-7 win over Apple the North. But 63, 56, 52, 63, and 62 before last week. Second and six after the gain of four by Braylon Allen. Second and six from the 28. One receiver on either side. They bring Allen in motion. They fake the handoff to him. Wall Jasper's going to go straight ahead. Wall Jasper's got the 30. And we storm back at about the 31, third down coming up. Third down coming up for the Cardinals. 3:08 left to play in the third quarter. Fondy 49 and Kimberly 28. Here from Appleton East. Third down and three after the run by Kyle Waljack. Two receivers out to the right-hand side. Allen behind Waljasper in the formation. Waljasper talking it over with Tyler Killeen, and then a timeout taken by the Cardinals here. It looked like there was some confusion looking out there, seeing Waljasper motioning to Killeen, and Killeen's like, huh? It's never good when your receiver kind of looks at you and says, what? So it's third down coming up here, third and three, with 2:38 left to play here in this third quarter on the West Interior scoreboard. And the timeout taken here by the Cardinals, that is their first of the half. They have two remaining here in this second half of action. Thank you so much for joining us here with the spring season finale. Fond du Lac leading Kimberly 49-28 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. After the timeout, a third and three from the 31 here for Fondy. Two receivers right, none to the left. Allen behind Walt Jasper in the formation. And now they send MacArthur from right to left. Walt Jasper takes the handoff to Allen. Walt Jasper rambling far sideline. Got his man. Pass complete. And still going down the far sideline and into Papermaker territory inside the 25-yard line. Logan Gross, of all people. I think that's the first time I've called his name on offense this season. Logan Gropp with the catch and run. And a nice catch and run deep into Papermaker territory. And the Cardinals are in business with under 2.5 to play in this third quarter. First down and 10 from the Kimberly 24 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Fondy leads 49-28. Receiver either side. And Colleen in motion. Here's the pop pass to Tyler Colleen. Colleen wants the edge. Colleen is still going. Colleen inside the 10. Still going. Tyler Colleen. Touchdown. Madelak. 55-28 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 55 points on the Kimberly Papermakers. 24-yard run by Tyler Colleen. And Justin Chevrel on to try the extra point with a minute 59 left to play. What a performance from the Spondy offense here in the third quarter. And now they're going to go for two. They're going for two. Kyle Waljasper running around, directing traffic, and he is in the two-point conversion. 2 points for Kyle Waljasper. 57-28 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Wow. The two-point play is good. I don't know if that was by design or just a missed snap, but the Fondy Cardinals pouring it on Kimberly. Minute 59 left to play in the third. Fondy 57 and Kimberly 28. High school football continues in 30 seconds on KFIZ.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Minute 59 left to play in the third quarter. The Cardinals lead Kimberly 57-28 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Yes, you heard me correctly. Fondy 57 and Kimberly 28. The Cardinals getting a 24-yard touchdown from Tyler Colleen on the quick pop pass from Waljasper to Colleen. The Cardinals get the two-point conversion. I don't know if it looked like it was by design. I didn't see a bad snap at all with that. So Fondy now leads. Remember, it was a one-score game at halftime. They now lead 57-28. They've outscored them 22-0 here in this third quarter. They're from Appleton East. And we still have a minute 52 left to play in the court. Papermakers are first and 10. One receiver on either side. Pass is caught. That's Polakowski tiptoeing the sideline and getting up across the 35, and he'll be knocked out of bounds at about the 36. That was a first and 10 up to the, or at the 28, so second down and short coming up for Kimberly. Second and 2. The gain of 8 by Owen Polakowski. Two receivers to the near side. And Frazier in the backfield behind Pendleton. They'll hand it to Frazier. Frazier's got a head of steam. Got the first down. Still going. Cardinals trying to rip it away. And he gets knocked down across the 40 up to about the 43. Nice run by Caleb Frazier. As the Cardinals will give up the first down there. First down and 10 with 96 seconds left to play here in this third quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. I have a theory as to why the two-point conversion was run, and I will keep that to myself. Don't want to jinx it. One receiver either side with Frazier in the backfield. Pendleton will turn. He'll hand to him, and he searches four. Gets maybe two. It looked like he was going to get stopped behind the line initially, but he got about two, maybe three on the play. Sam Wood in there to make the stop. It's second down for the Papermakers. Second down and seven coming up. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter as Fond du Lac leads 57-28 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. This was a one-score game at halftime. The Cardinals have outscored them 22-0 in this third quarter. One receiver either side with Kester in the backfield behind Pendleton. Pendleton takes the handoff to him. Pendleton looking down the middle of the field, incomplete. Pass intended for Wenick across the middle. Would have been good for a first down, but incomplete. Third down and seven coming up, and Tyler Colleen was on the cover. Third and seven coming up. For Kimberly, third and seven at their own 47. Two receivers out to the right, two to the left. Empty backfield for Caden Pendleton. Make that three wide to the near side, two to the far side. Five wide set. Pendleton going to tuck in and run. Pendleton slides down, and Braylon Allen there to make the stop shy of the sticks. It'll be fourth down and about two coming up for Kimberly. Fourth and short on the Cardinals' side of midfield. And Braylon Allen is getting up, limping, hobbling off the field, and he says, "Nope, I'll stay in." So Braylon got up limping a little bit, and no, they'll bring him out. Probably just rolled his ankle a little bit. Didn't look like anything too crazy. Fourth and two from the Fond du Lac 48 coming up here for Kimberly. Braylon, there he is right in front of me. He's standing on his own power, probably just had his ankle stepped on or something. Fourth and two coming up. And that will be the end of the third quarter with our score. A dominant third quarter for the Fondy Cardinals. They lead 57-28 as we get set to start the fourth quarter. High school football back in 60 seconds here on KFIZ.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden, Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
And the fourth and two play, Caden Pendleton gets the first down and more into Cardinal territory, gets down to the 30. So Caden Pendleton starts the fourth quarter with a big run, and that moves the sticks. That's all they needed and more as Kimberly moves the chains into Cardinal territory. 11:51 left to play in the season, Fondy 57 and Kimberly 28 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Yes, 57-28 is our score. Huge third quarter for Fond du Lac as Kimberly comes out first and 10 from the Cardinals 29. Pendleton ready. Pendleton handing. This is Kester. Kester's got some room. Cutting it back to the far sideline. Kester inside the 10 And it will be first down and goal here for Kimberly. Reitz making the tackle for the Cardinals. Yes. Getting down to the 9, first and goal for Kimberly. 11:33 left to play in this one. Fondy 57 and Kimberly 28. Two receivers out to the left and none to the right. Here's the handoff. This is Kester. Kester trying to get back toward the middle of the field. He's bottled up inside the 5. Second down and goal coming up for Kimberly. Second and goal, 11 minutes left for the season on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Second and goal from the 4 here for Kimberly. Two receivers out to the left, none to the right. Kester's still the tailback in there. A long spell here for Caleb Frazier. Pendleton calls out the signals. Pendleton takes the snap, and he hands to Kester. Kester tries to go left-hand side, and he's knocked down at about the 2. It'll be third and goal coming up with 10.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Gain of 2, a third and goal from the 2 coming up. Third and goal from the 2 here for Kimberly. Body defense would love to stand here. One receiver out to the left. And Frazier back in there at tailback. Here's Pendleton calling out the signals. Pendleton turns, hands to Frazier. Frazier cuts it back right side. He walks in. Touchdown, Kimberly. Caleb Frazier with a 2-yard run. 9:55 left to play in the fourth quarter. Fondy 57 and Kimberly 34 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. So Zabel will come out and try the extra point. Trying to make it a 22-point game. Kick on the way from Zabel is up, and it is good. And with 9:55 left to play in the game, Fond du Lac leads Kimberly 57-35. High school football back in 30 seconds on KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
9:55 left to play in the spring high school football season. Caleb Frazier with a two-yard touchdown run for the Cardinals, as he cuts the Cardinals' lead to 22 points. With again 9:55 left to play in the game, Fond du Lac 57 and Kimberly 35. On the Quest Interior scoreboard. Onside kick is fielded. Nice job fielding that one by Braylon Allen. Leaps up in the air and grabs it. And he needs some help up. He's still hurting a little bit out there. He got hurt again on that play. He came up a little bit gingerly, and Braylon Allen now walking off the field gingerly, barely putting weight on that left ankle. He'll walk off the field here. But Fond du Lac has the football, first down and 10, right at midfield, leading 57-35 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. So we're going to see Braden Heigenbroth in the game here for Fondy. First and 10 from midfield. Cardinals leading 57-35. Kyle Wall-Jasper out there at quarterback still as MacArthur comes in motion. Paul Jasper going to take it himself. Wall Jasper surging through. He is gone. Goodbye, Kyle Wall Jasper. One play. The answer. Touchdown, Fond du Lac. 60-plus on Kimberly. Who needs Braylon Allen when you got Kyle Wall Jasper on the field? 63-35 with 9:45 left to play in the spring football season. My goodness, folks. Justin Shubra will try the extra point. Kick is on the way from Shubra. It's up and good, and with 9:45 left to play in the fourth quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard, Fond du Lac 64 and Kimberly 35. High school football back after this on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
50 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Kimberly tries the onside kick. They do not succeed. And one play later, Kyle Walljasper with the 50-yard touchdown to make it Fond du Lac 64 and Kimberly 35 with 9:45 left to play in the spring season. 29-point advantage for the Cardinals here as the kickoff is away. And Kimberly returns it shy of the 40. That's where they will start. First down and 10, trailing 64-35. 64-35. And we talked in the pregame show about how every single matchup, dating back to 2016, touchdown or less, last two in overtime, last three by 3 points or less, for Fond du Lac. And I'm the Fond du Lac announcer. If you're a Kimberly fan listening, I'm sorry. I work at a Fond du Lac station. I do my best to be as fair as possible. This is frustration being taken out here on the papermakers, that is for sure. Caden Pendleton still in there, first and 10 for Kimberly here. They're going to come out throwing. Throwing near side, pass is caught. Nice reception into Fondy territory. Who else but Owen Polakowski all the way down to the Cardinal 31. So Reach making the tackle. All the way down to the 32, so Kimberly not going away. Despite the 29-point deficit in time waning. Still coming out a slinging here. First and 10, all the way down to the Cardinal 32. One receiver on either side. And that's Kester in the backfield. Behind Pendleton. Pendleton takes a snap. Pendleton looking to throw. Ramboing down the near sideline. That's DeCant, and he's got it out of bounds. Reception made by the papermaker fullback. And inside the 10 he is, so first and goal coming up for Kimberly. All the way down to the 8, first and goal from the 8. 8:57 left in the game. Body 64, Kimberly 36. I've never covered an 8-man game in my life, but this must be kind of what it's like, except we're playing 11-man. Two receivers left. On the right, that's Kester in the backfield. Pendleton looking, Pendleton throwing pass, knocked away. Josh Reitz right there in front of Cam Lennox to knock it away. Nice play on the ball there by Josh Reitz. Just saw it, did the old Dikembe Mutombo in the Geico commercial, knocked it away. Probably one of my favorite commercials out there. Especially when he blasts the box of cereal. Right in the middle of the grocery store. Great. Great stuff. Nothing will top Scoop. There it is, though, my friend. We'll tell you that. Second and goal from the 8 for Kimberly. One receiver either side. Kester still in there in the backfield. Here's the handoff. Kester. Kester going right side. Bounces off one tackler. Gets inside the 5, and he's stormed back. Parker Kester making it a third down and goal coming up. 8:36 and counting left to play. All the way down to 3. We talk about a 29-point game. Great Geico commercials. Scoop, there it is. Dikembe Mutombo. Any other good ones out there? You can tweet me at SW on the radio if you want. Third down and goal coming up. One receiver either side. Pendleton taking the snap. He'll hand to Kester. Kester right side. Got a lane. He's in. Touchdown, Kimberly. Parker Kester with the 3-yard run. Kimberly makes it 64-41 on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 8:04 left to play in the fourth quarter. Zabel will come on to try the extra point here, I would assume, unless they're going for 2. And they are going to try the extra point. Cam Zabel with the extra point here. Lines are down. Ball down. Kick is up. It's on the way. And the kick is no good. In fact, I don't think the kick was even away. No good on the conversion attempt. So the score remains 64-41 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 8:04 to play in the game. Bonnie's still up big on Kimberly. Back in 30 seconds here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Coal Oil and Propane is rich in history. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business that's been serving the community with residential, agricultural, trucking, and industrial products and services for 100 years. At Coal, they have experienced and knowledgeable employees and offer you competitive prices. To experience great customer service and learn more about Coal Oil and Propane's lubricant, fuel, and propane products for your farming, trucking, industrial, and construction needs, visit CoalOilAndPropane.com.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
We're fitting the bumper music coming back in is Till I Collapse by Eminem. 8:04 left to play in the fourth quarter. We're going till we collapse here at Appleton East. 64-41 our score, yes. 64-41. It's not high school basketball. This is high school football. Fond du Lac leading Kimberly by that margin, 64-41 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Parker Kester with a 3-yard touchdown run. The extra point, the conversion attempt was no good. And I have to believe we're probably going to see a series of onside kicks here from Kimberly. Maybe some pooch kicks here. And this one is an onside kick, and it will go out of bounds. So it will be Fond du Lac football. So, ball spotted at the 35. First and 10 Cardinals. 8:04 left to play for the season, and they still hold a 64-41 lead on Kimberly here in this fourth quarter here from Appleton East High School. Actually, they're going to mark the football at the 40. First and 10 for the Cardinals here. Braylon Allen's day is done, I would assume. He had an ankle injury, it looked like. Maybe a twisted ankle. So it is Kyle Waljasper's show here. Waljasper surging forward. He's breaking free across midfield and a first down for the Cardinals. Kyle Waljasper cannot be stopped. You can only hope to contain him. And Kimberly has not really done that tonight. Being nice. First and 10 for the Cardinals across midfield. 7:50 and counting left to play for the game. First and 10 from the Kimberly 48. Bondi 64, Kimberly 41. On the Quest Interior scoreboard. MacArthur comes in motion from left to right. Here's the pop pass to MacArthur. MacArthur weaving his way. MacArthur gets tripped up across the 40. And getting down about the 38. Should be a first down, and it is. Braylon Allen was in there. He's right there at the 45, so I was wrong. I was wrong. There is a flag in the play. I thought that was just the marking on the field for soccer, maybe. There is a flag, so a flag in the Cardinals. A hold. We'll bring the run back for MacArthur. So that brings up a second and 14 here for Fonte. So 7.5 minutes left in this game. 7:26 and counting. First and 14, pardon me, from the Fonte side at midfield at the 48. Two receivers left. Allen still in there. Braylon Allen back in the field. He'll bring Tyler Killeen in motion from left to right. Here's the handoff to Allen. Allen surging forward. Allen gets knocked out across midfield back to the original line of scrimmage at the Kimberly 48. It'll be second down coming up for the Cardinals. Second down and 10. Got the penalty yardage back. 6:40 and counting left to play in the fourth quarter. Fonte 64, Kimberly 41. Two receivers left. None to the right. Allen lined up behind Wall Jasper in the formation. Here's Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper on the pitch to Allen. Allen's got the edge. Allen the 45. Allen still going. Allen cutting it back to Littlefield. How about one more for Braylon Allen? Touchdown, Cardinals. 48-yard run for Braylon Allen. How about 70? 70-41. 6:16 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. My goodness, folks. What a way to send this team out. Justin Chevrolet will try the extra point here for Fonte. Kick on the way for Chevrolet. It is up, and it is good. 6:16 to play in the season. Fond du Lac up 30 on Kimberly, 71-41 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. High school football is back in 30 seconds on KFIZ.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
6:16 left to play for the spring season. Fond du Lac all over Kimberly. They lead by 30, 71-41 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Braylon Allen with a 48-yard touchdown, and Kimberly knocked down. David MacArthur flexes his muscles as Jackson Wilds is brought down in the backfield, or brought down on the return, and a long way to go for Kimberly as they trail 71-41 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Pardon me while I take a picture of this scoreboard. Yes, I'm doing it while I'm on the air. I want to prove that this actually happened. First and 10 for Kimberly. One receiver either side, one man in the backfield. And Pendleton going to look to throw. Rainbows down the middle of the field. Pass is caught. What a catch. In between two defenders. Still going. And knocked out of bounds. What a play. Two defenders around him. Cam Wenick came down with it. And a catch and run. Really didn't have to make much of an acrobatic move at all. It just landed right in the breadbasket. Two defenders around him, and Kimberly's in business in Cardinal territory. First and 10, all the way down to the Fond du Lac 23-yard line. On the pass from Pendleton to Wenick. One receiver either side. One man to the backfield. That is Caleb Frazier back in there. Kester got the last drive. Now Frazier in there. Pendleton going to run with it. Pendleton still going. Braylon Allen makes first contact and knocks him down. That'll be inside the 15 and should be enough for a papermaker first down. Actually, he'll be just shy. Second down and short coming up for Kimberly. Down to the 14. Second down and one from the Fondy 14. Approaching 5 minutes left to play in the game. One receiver on either side. Frazier, the tailback behind Pendleton. Pendleton will turn, hand to Frazier. Frazier needs one. He's got the one he needs. That'll be enough for a first down. So first down coming up here for Kimberly. Down to the 12. So first and 10 from the Fondy 12. Under 5 minutes to play in the season. Fondy 71, Kimberly 41 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Two receivers left. None to the right. One man in the backfield. That's Frazier again. And they'll hand it to him. And he surges ahead and was going to get bottled up initially. But he got a good second effort down to about, looks like the 9. It'll be second down coming up. 4.5 to play in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Monty 71 and Kimberly 41 here from Appleton East. In of 3 to the 9. Again, the 2nd and 7. Papermakers with one receiver on either side. Frazier the tailback behind Pendleton. Pendleton hands to Frazier. Frazier gets knocked out. Braylon Allen just knocked him down. He really didn't even tackle him. He just ran into him and knocked him down. Third down coming up for Kimberly. Third down and 9 coming up from the 11. Three and a half to play for the season. Third and 9 from the Fond du Lac 11. One receiver left. Frazier the tailback behind Pendleton. Pendleton going to look to throw. Pendleton looking. Pass is caught into the end zone. Touchdown, Kimberly. 11-yard touchdown pass to the receiver, Tyler Veith. And Kimberly makes it 71-47 on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 3:16 left to play on this one. So Papermakers not going away in this one. And it looks like they will be going for two here. Two receivers right. And one to the left. Now the one to the left shifts to the right-hand side. Pendleton going to roll back, put out, and knocked away. Josh Reitz gets his hand in there. And the two-point try is no good. And with 3:14 left to play, our score on the Quest Interior scoreboard, Fond du Lac 71 and Kimberly 47. High school football back in 30 seconds here in KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Aiden Pendleton with an 11-yard touchdown pass to the wide receiver, Tyler Veith. And the two-point try was no good. Josh Reitz knocking it away. And with 3:14 left to play in the game, Fond du Lac's lead is cut to 71-47. 3:14 left to play in the game. Yes, 71-47. Incredible score. 118 points combined between these two teams. If every number one versus number two game could be this good. Reminds me of Ohio State-Michigan game back in, was it, 06? Onside kick to the left-hand side of the field now, covered up by the Cardinals at about the 37-yard line. Armand Wempner with the recovery. So with 3:14 left, Fonte will have it first down and 10. I'm trying to think of notable number one versus number two. I don't have a list of number one, number two in high school football. I'm trying to think college football-wise. One that pops in my head was 85, 86, Iowa-Michigan at Kinnick, Iowa City. Of course it does, right? If you know me, you know why I think of that one. Jim Harbaugh's never won in Iowa City as a player or coach. Did you know that? The person to my right knows that because I repeat that every time Michigan and Iowa play. But back to the task at hand, folks. 3:14 left to play in the fourth quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Fondy 71 and Kimberly 47. Here from Apple and East. So a legal procedure was the call against Kimberly. We're going to re-kick. Re-kicking with 3:14 left, the 71-47 game. All right, you know. So we will re-kick here. Probably going to be another onside attempt if I had to wager, I guess. What would happen here? Kick is away. Short kick. And it is recovered at about the 45 by Fond du Lac. They were ready for it that time. Tyler Vandeslunt there to get it. So Vandeslunt gets it. 3:13 to play in the game. The Cardinals could run it out if they wanted to. We'll see if that's the strategy here. 3:13 left, 71-47 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Braylon Allen is done for the day, it looks like, at least for this drive. While Jasper's still out there, one receiver either side, send Colleen in motion. And here's the handoff, Braden Eigenbrot going ahead, and he gets up to midfield. Nice run by Eigenbrot up to about the 49, and it will be second down. 2:57 to play in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Again, Fondy 71, and Kimberly 47. One receiver on either side, Eigenbrot to the right. Wall Jasper in the formation. Wall Jasper brings MacArthur in motion from the left-hand side, fakes the little pop pass to him. Wall Jasper kind of get back up the middle and gets across midfield and down to about the 47-yard line. Second down, or make that third down coming up. Third and three coming up. Coaching 2 minutes left in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Third down and three from the 48 of Kimberly. Two receivers left. Send Colleen in motion across the formation. Wall Jasper going to take it himself. Wall Jasper gets the edge. Wall Jasper still going. Gets brought down. He's got enough for a first down, though, down to about the 40. And now past the 40, actually, to about the 39. Minute 50 left in the spring season. That's another Fondy first down as they wind the clock. Minute 39 and counting. Fondy 71, Kimberly 47. One receiver either side. Eigenbrot still the tailback. Behind a wall, Jasper bringing Colleen in motion from the right-hand side. Here's Eigenbrot. Eigenbrot still going. Eigenbrot serves ahead. Nice run down past the 30. And another first down for Fond du Lac with the minute 19 left to play in the contest on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Minute 12 left. Fondy fans, a timeout taken, and a timeout taken by the Cardinals. Fondy fans on their feet. What a performance by this team. What a memorable season for this team, just in general. They're going to forever be a part of Fond du Lac history. You don't get to raise the gold ball at Camp Randall, unfortunately. But this team will be remembered for how hard they worked in the offseason, all the work they put in to get to this point. And they scored 71 points. They will finish the season as the number one team in the state in the coaches' poll. And here's the knee from Steven Schreider. And might need to take one more, but time will melt away. And the Fondy Cardinals going to finish the season a perfect 7-0. All the disappointment not being able to play last fall, the work in the offseason, how they ran through the tough schedule they had from Manitowoc, Lincoln, all the way down to Kimberly. And they are going to finish 7-0, and they are going to hang 71 points on Kimberly and win the showdown number one versus number two here at Appleton East. A standing ovation, well deserved for this Fond du Lac team. 7-0, unbeaten spring champions, Fond du Lac 71, Kimberly 47. On the Quest Interior scoreboard, your final score, the Fondy team being met by their student section as they storm the field and celebrate a huge win for this Fond du Lac football program. Fond du Lac beating Kimberly 71-47. 71-47. Kimberly, boy, they scored 47 points and you lose. That's incredible. But Fond du Lac putting up 71 points tonight in a victory over Kimberly. Just an unbelievable performance, an unbelievable cap to an unbelievable season. A season you'll never have again. You're never going to play spring football again in Wisconsin, barring any further craziness, what we don't need. But this Fond du Lac team will go down in history as one of the best, not only in school history, it's not the best in school history, you include the state championship teams from way back in the day, but they're going to go down as one of the best teams in state history. And you can make the argument you're not going to see the Muskego versus Fond du Lac matchup like you would hope to see. It's not going to happen just because how it's going to work because of the way things are set up here with the different fall and different seasons. But what a performance for this Fond du Lac team as they win 71-47 here over Kimberly and finish the season 7-0. We will take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back to wrap everything up here from a wild night at Appleton East. And the Cardinals finish 7-0, 71-47 in the Quest Interior scoreboard. Back in 2 minutes to wrap it up on News Talk 1450.
At Airtech Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
They're your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Coal Oil and Propane is rich in history. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business that's been serving the community with residential, agricultural, trucking, and industrial products and services for 100 years. At Coal, they have experienced and knowledgeable employees and offer you competitive prices. To experience great customer service and learn more about Coal Oil and Propane's lubricant, fuel, and propane products for your farming, trucking, industrial, and construction needs, visit CoalOilAndPropane.com.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Back one final time from Appleton East. I just said it on Twitter and I'll say it here. What a game, what a team, and what a season. The Fond du Lac Cardinals roll Kimberly. They turn a one-score game into essentially a blowout with a strong third quarter. It was a 35-28 game at halftime. Cardinals come out with the onside kick to start the second half. Literally about two, 3 plays later, Braylon Allen, a 48-yard touchdown run, 42-28 at that point. Kyle Wall-Jasper scoring on a 44-yard touchdown run to make it 49-28. Tyler Killeen with a 24-yard touchdown. Well, the two-point conversion made it 57-28. That was score at the end of three. Caleb Frazier adding a touchdown run in the fourth quarter to make it 57-35. Kimberly tried an onside kick. Fond du Lac then recovered, and Al Wall-Jasper, 1 play later, a 50-yard touchdown to make it 64-35. Braylon Allen would add one more for good measure, 48-yard run with 6:16 left, and then a touchdown pass from Pendleton to Beath made it 71-47 with 3:14 left, but that was the tail of the tape. And again, it was flipped to be a back-and-forth game. It was a back-and-forth game in that first half. One-score game at halftime, 35-28, turned into 71-47. 71-47, final score. The Cardinals win going away over Kimberly. And I mentioned during the broadcast, a lot of frustration probably taken out for this Fondy team. Been so close over the years. Overtime in 2019, overtime in Level 4 in 2018. Of course, end of the 70-game win streak back in 2018 with the first game of the year, but then touchdown loss in the playoffs in 2017, touchdown loss in the regular season there, loss in the final minutes in 2016. It's a funny team, 71-47 winners over Kimberly here this evening to close out the spring season, a perfect 7-0. Kimberly will fall to 6-1. I'm going to have to chug a full bottle of water here at the end of the game, but I just want to say our end of the season thank yous here to everybody. Dave Micklegavich with Fond du Lac High School, folks at Keel, folks at Stevens Point and Manitowoc, and everywhere we went, allowed us to come and bring you the games, and just in general, athletic directors, players, coaches, all season long, we appreciate your help in helping us bring the listeners the action and the information about your teams all season long. And we certainly appreciate their help in making everything happen here in the strangest of seasons, spring football 2021. It is now in the books here as Fond du Lac wins going away 71-47 over Kimberly here on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Thank you to Patrick Kane back in the studio as well for helping us get on the airwaves here this evening. And thanks to him for his help all season long and help throughout the years as well. Appreciate Pat's help here getting us on the air here on KFIZ. That'll wrap it up for us. Again, repeating your final score. Week 7 goes out with a bang. Fond du Lac 71, Kimberly 47. That's your final score. Cardinals finish the spring season a perfect 7-0. And, well, they're Fox Valley Classic champions, and you could argue state champions as well here for the spring season in 2021. Thanks for joining us here on KFIZ. I'm Spencer Wagon signing off from Appleton East High School. News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
You've been listening to high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these community-minded sponsors. AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Coal Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. To see future